want to participate in a Don and Mike Kill contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Don, the rock.
Just people.
Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Stop on the run.
Just people. Just people.
Stop on the run.
Just people.
Stop on the run. Can't stop the run.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And kids, woo! Here he is, dressed as the Imperial Dragon.
Did I
get that right?
I don't know.
I think so.
You got it. Wizard, I believe, is the word you're looking for.
And the Imperial Wizard.
Yeah. Way to play dumb, Rob.
That's right.
No one ever can read me. I know all about Margaret because I'm the Imperial Wizard.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Constellation Prize and all the ships at sea. Hey, even better than a thumb hole full of axle grease, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, brother. Absolutely, yeah. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday, All Hallows Eve. Scared kids, who's scary? Our super scary Halloween show on October 31. Here's the phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. That's the national number. Washington, D.C. Doing the show from good old WJFK as per usual. Your phone number 202-432-1067. I would be remiss if I did not start by saying hello to Buzz Melwood Burbank. Buzz!
Hi, Don and Mike.
There he is.
Whoa.
Buzz enjoys bowling.
Buzz is excited.
Okay. Well, lots of stuff to get to today.
Just people.
Lots of Halloween stuff on today's show, but we've got to start with our lead story. Your fighting gunner balls, not a Mike gunner balls, our bowling team. We suck major ass.
We do indeed.
Last night we strolled into the humble suburb of Annandale, Virginia,
on an unseasonably warm night in the bowels of Annandale, Virginia.
We got our ass handed to us by this team called Just Throw the Damn Ball. Now, before we get to the roundup, so many things to discuss. The many controversies last night.
Yes, many controversies.
There was a problem with the equipment at the bowling alley.
Oh, my God.
That kept our scores from going up. And at one point, the other team had bowled like three lines of, they had all had their turn three times while we were waiting just to take our turn.
That took me out of my rhythm.
At one point, Rob Spiewak, his ball came back on the ball return, and he put his thumb in the hole, and somebody had filled it with like axle grease.
It was real axle grease, like the kind of grease you put on an auto engine.
I really don't think there was any need for terrorism towards me last night.
Not at all.
I thank the White House for warning me.
Have you been checked out today, Rob?
I don't feel well.
You thought about going on a full course of Cipro?
No, I don't think that'd be wise, but...
What?
I'm sorry, nothing.
No. And while there were no... he did that thing where he thought I was going to talk, and I thought he was going to talk. While there were no hecklers last night, we had a great crowd, a large crowd.
There were a few.
The people were betting.
Yes, they were.
The only heckling that we were getting was that
the people in the crowd who came to watch us bowl were dumb enough to think that we were good.
Suckers.
And as we would stand up there, if somebody knocked down seven pins, you would have this, and there was this one real dumbass guy,
right,
who like came in with $200 in cash, and he would hold up like $40 and he'd say, I got $40 that says Buzz is gonna make this spare.
Cool.
I got $40 that says Don's gonna pick up that spare.
I think we all won a couple of them, but we lost most of them.
Yeah, we were,
they ran out of money and started doing push-ups.
That's right.
We were big losers. At one point, the crowd nearly turned on poor pixie girl Katie.
Yes.
When it was discovered that she is the one who ruins the show every day by running the dump button.
Yes, she was masquerading as Lisa's sister last night. And then was exposed by, is it Wendy who exposed her?
Gwendy.
Gwendy exposed her and, identified her as the dump button lady when, in fact, they were ready to rip her apart.
Oh, yeah. They went nuts on her. And I had a little one-on-one. I don't know what it is about me.
Yeah.
I make myself out to be a world-class broadcaster, a world-class lover, a world-class handsome.
I agree with that.
Fantastic. Father, fantastic husband.
Right on all counts.
Philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
Caregiver.
A solid Christian man. However, I've never made myself out to be a world-class bowler.
Yes.
But for some reason...
Did you mention sportsman? World-class sportsman.
But see, bowling kind of counts, so I can no longer be a world-class sportsman.
Oh, well.
But because I can't help it, I'm so scary good at all of these other things. Mm-hmm. I suck at bowling, and because I guess it's the one area that people can bust my balls on, because I'm so scary perfect in every other aspect of
yes,
my life.
And Achilles course, heel.
They do love giving me the business. Mm-hmm. And there was one dude last night, mm-hmm, in particular, a mailman, mm-hmm, who was just, I mean, on me like, and there's always one guy at these things, he can't yell at anybody else. You know, there's always one guy at these things, I'm like the Shell No Pest Strip.
The wager, if you will.
This guy, and now people are betting, and there's money going back and forth, and I'm coming up to throw the ball, and my first game was just, it was awful. Buzz beat me in the first game until I got my magic elixir, which you'll hear about in a moment. And I'm standing and getting ready to throw the ball, and I hear this mailman start screaming at me.
I think he's a postal security worker, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
He had a sidearm holster. It wasn't with him, but he obviously packs heat in his job.
And he had a bulletproof vest on last night.
Yes, he did, yes.
And he started screaming, "You suck, you suck,
right,
you suck."
Big man, too.
So I said, "Hey, you know what? Okay, you've been betting all night. Mm-hmm. I got $100 that says you can't roll a strike right now. You take my frame. I got $100 that says you can't roll a strike." Well, he pulls out a crisp $100 bill.
Immediately produced the $100 bill.
No problem. And right away I know I'm in deep ass that I've been suckered, because he says, "I've got to go to my car and get my ball,
right,
and my shoes."
Yes.
So I'm sweating major bullets. I mean, my underpants are really just creeping up the crack of my behind.
And when he came back in with his ball and shoes, he did. He had the panache. He had the style.
Oh, my God.
Took the postal shirt off. Had the don't mess with me or don't piss me off T-shirt on.
And, you know, when I thought Don was totally screwed is when he pulled in his bowling bag and it had 3 10-pin bowling balls in it for different shots.
Exactly,
Those are the people that don't mess around.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be one time a heckler's not only going to get the better of me, but he's going to get 100 of my American dollars.
Right.
We lay the money down on the table. The guy comes up. He's got one of those bowling things where, like, the ball goes all the way to the right, and then at the last minute...
It curves across.
And he only knocked down 9 out of the 10 pins.
That one, I think it was the 5 pin. It was the sex pin, as they call it. It was left standing.
Yeah.
Now we're starting to learn all the jargon.
It was a sweet moment. Oh, he's on the phone. Hold on. The postman is on the phone.
He's
the mailman.
Guy.
Robert.
How you guys doing?
Hey, dude.
I hope you guys weren't calling me the a-hole that was doing all the betting. I was betting on you.
No. People were betting, but for some
reason... We love the wagering. As a matter of fact, I'd like it to become a tradition.
For some reason, Robert, you caught my ear. I don't know what it is that you had said, but you...
I was talking about Mike's not paying his phone bill, you guys being ordinary guys, and how I love the show, and I'm a big fan, and we all listen to you in the office.
No, there was something... No, that was after the bet.
Right.
Okay, I mean, there was something before the bet that you said that just, for whatever reason, I turned around and I said, okay, who said that? And you put your hand up and I said, you know, and I'm thinking, it's a mailman.
What's your highest game you've ever
rolled
57.
There. What's that?
257.
Oh, 257. So we got a bowler here.
So, right, I think I'm picking some mook out of the crowd, right? Dude, not a chance this guy can bowl a strike.
Sure.
And he holds up a $100 bill, and I say, hey, you know what? You're on. So the guy, you know, like we say, gets out his fancy shoes, gets out his gold, his special gold ball.
But
the sweet moment is they don't all fall down.
Right.
They don't
right.
all fall down.
It was a special moment. It was.
And we had a great time last night.
Well,
and
you guys made it worthwhile. You really did.
And listen, hold on. Do give me my props. Did I or did I not give you your money back?
Yes, and I told everybody you gave my money back.
I didn't even see that. You did it on the QT. You
didn't
even
say to you, if I had won, I wouldn't give you your money back.
Yeah, but I knew you were lying about it.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course. No, let's get it straight. I'm a security guard part-time. I was going to my part-time job.
Oh, okay.
I was at a post office full-time.
Oh, okay. All right. So
and,
you're under a great deal of stress.
Because if you say I got a host on, I'll get fired.
And incidentally, there was a 100% chance that Joe Ardinger was going to get his ass pounded by this guy, Robert, when Joe started talking about anthrax last night.
Man, I don't need to hear that ass.
Well, I apologize. I apologize when I gave it right back to you. I didn't know that Joe was doing that all night when I suggested you spend more time in the sorting room. I'm very, very sorry about that, Robert.
What did I say about the phone bill? Next time you don't pay it, blame it on us.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
He's a good man. Here is Embryo. Embryo, who was the manager, the lead bowler for the team that kicked our ass last night, throw the damn ball. Embryo.
Hey, how's it going, Don?
Hey, dude. Great seeing you guys last night.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. We thank you guys for coming. It's just too bad the bowl now we had to go to really sucked so bad.
There were some technical problems.
There were,
yes,
but
there were.
But listen, when it came down to it, you guys killed us. Robbie, what was the final score?
Our first game, we lost by 225 pins.
Yeah, we got
and
hammered.
On our game, and I believe we can credit the Magic Elixir, we only lost by 182 in the second game.
There you go. Yeah. We improved our score.
Yeah. Well, Embry, you and your whole team were great guys. And who was the girl in the Superman suit?
That was Lisa.
She was a sweetheart. I liked Lisa a lot.
Really did.
Everybody was.
I love that bowling shirt she had.
She was the last minute entry on your team, right?
Yeah, somebody else couldn't come through, and she bowls on my league on Thursday nights on a different team, and she was there, and she was nice enough to fill in for me.
And she's bowled a 300 before.
Yeah, she's had one. Oh, I haven't had one yet. I'll get there soon.
She kicks ass. See, the problem is, we got to start scheduling games either against, like, tards or very small children. Because,
well, I think it brings our game up then when we play the tougher teams.
Because we play these teams where they got guys like this Lisa, who has bowled a 300 before, and she's up there, and it's like nothing. With her eyes closed, she's throwing strike.
Yeah, with that curving ball we have to learn how to do that if we're going to be competitive.
Well, Embry, who else was on your team last night? I know, who was that? B.O. Bob. They had this guy, Bob, this little tiny guy.
Yeah, little Bob.
That's Bob. Yeah, that's Bob. He's a good guy.
And he was just, he was sweating through his shirt, but man, this little pea-sized guy would get up there. And
he made a lot of strikes.
Yeah, he would knock every damn pin down.
And you had Wilford Brimley.
Right.
Who was Wilford Brimley?
Wilford Brimley.
I forgot that you're 14 years old.
Who was the guy with the shorts?
Not sure.
Is Tim or Tom?
Tom, probably.
The older gentleman.
The big guy. The big guy with the mustache. Amber, you were there last night.
He was on your team.
Big guy with the mustache. Tom Bistadev. Yeah,
Tom. He's
big Tom.
He's good. And then there was someone for Buzz to get along with. There was
Mike
Downey.
Mike Downey, senior.
He kicked my ass.
The senior citizen. And
he's good.
And it's funny because as it worked out, when you know they would bowl and we would bowl, Buzz would be up there at the same time bowling
with Mike Downey, who was
like 65.
They were commiserating, getting along very well.
Well, you had a great team, and Embry, congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
It was a well-deserved victory.
Yes, it was, and I must say, you guys have definitely gotten better since I saw you 2 weeks ago at Burke. You guys are improving.
Oh, so you scouted us.
Yes. No, I went out there because a friend of mine had league bowling that night, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, Don and Mike's bowling that night.
So you scouted us.
All right, Embry, great game.
Thanks, guys.
We humbly bow to you. There he is.
No need. We'll play you again in the future sometime.
Yep, we'd love a rematch.
Embryo, here is Ray, who was a man who was there.
Yeah, I was there last night.
Ray, just people.
Just people.
People. Hi, Ray.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to I talked to you briefly. I asked you about the pies, about the size of the pies.
Oh, you're that guy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You guys weren't all that bad, you know.
Oh, no, we suck.
No, yeah. Once you got the goose going, it was all right.
That's right.
Once you got the goose going, I really just came out there to see what you guys look like. And, you know, hearing you on the radio all these years, I kind of just wanted to see what you look like. Mike looks like a guy that, if I was in a stockade in the medieval times, he'd be throwing rotten meat at me.
That's a compliment. I
and,
like that.
Don, you look kind of intimidating. You look like a mafia crime boss.
Again, thank you. I'll accept that.
You know, yeah, definitely
we look rather intimidating. I'm not sure the stockade throwing the rotten meat. So
What about Rob A. Spiewak?
Definitely a Klansman there.
Thank you for throwing in the death.
He smelled like hemp rope and gasoline.
What about Buzz?
He's kind of like a molester, but, you know, a friendly molester.
Wow.
Exactly.
A friendly molester.
And, of course, our producer, Lisa.
She was a hottie.
Yeah, that's
she was everybody gets their balls buzzed a little bit.
Except Lisa. Gets the hottie.
Yeah. My girlfriend's listening, so I'll probably get in trouble.
He's playing it down.
You got to lowball that. All right, thank you, Ray. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, guys.
You know, we did meet a hell of a lot of great people last night.
Really nice.
Before we get to the roundup, let's go to Rob with the actual. What do you got? The scores there of how we did last night?
This will shock, I'm sure, everyone who was there that the printout was not legible. This was our breakdown of spares and strikes. But I do have our scores. Mike, game one, 114. Game two, 136. An average of 125 last night. And his rolling average now a 112 down two pins. Buzz, 96th and 76th. So an 86 last night and 93. Lisa, 118. Very strong. 114. Her average last night, 116. And a rolling average of 102. I'm very proud to say I had the best score on our team last night.
Okay.
140 in the first game.
Wow.
Then I fell apart as fatigue set in. 123. A 131 average and a rolling average of 115. Then Don, first game, 87. Second game, 135.
Yeah, 87 first game. I suck ass. And then 135 second game.
And who had the highest score in the second game, Rob?
Mike O'Mara by one pin. And your average for last night was 111. You still have the highest average on the team, Don, 117.
All right, so there's your Gutterballs update. But wait. As always, we do have a featured player of the game.
Very good.
And let's now hear about this week's Gutterball Star of the Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very unseasonably mild night in Annandale, Virginia. AMF! Adios, bowlers! It was bowling in Annandale. And another drubbing at the hands of a team known as Just Throw the Damn Ball. Featuring the incredibly solid senior citizen, Mr. Mike Downey, who had more tape and gauze on his right arm than the entire Redskins team after a bruising game against the Giants. The game featured many special moments, most importantly the return of Buzz Melwood Burbank. Buzz returned to his true form, throwing many gutter balls, but his attitude kept the gutter balls in the game. And although they were getting their asses handed to them, they still maintained an attitude of power. And speaking of power, one cannot mention the recap without mentioning the powerball of one Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, the gentle giant.
Thundering the balls down at the pins, uncharacteristically causing strikes to fall when the ball is practically in the gutter, because the ball would explode into the pins, sending them careening across the lane. It was an interesting evening. Much wagering went on, including Don wagering against the postal worker, Dexter Manley. Dexter came up with a $100 bet that he could bowl a strike. Don said he couldn't, and he almost won, leaving one pin standing, giving the victory to Don Geronimo. However, Don did not claim his winnings. Graciously, he returned the entire $100, 20 of which were contributed by Mike O'Mara, to Dexter Manley.
Coincidentally, as soon as I gave the guy his underback, Mike said to me, "Where's my 20?
That is correct. So So, it was a wonderful evening. A great game by Lisa Herndon, yeah. One of her best of the season, although hecklers thought they saw a camel toe.
That is true.
They were screaming from the very back.
Yeah, I heard that too. Camel toe.
We had many moments of controversy, mechanical trouble on the lanes, causing an infinite delay that really threw the gutter balls out of their rhythm. And then the major controversy of the night. Spiewak throws a ball. I believe it left three pins standing. Waiting for his ball to come back, there was an unusual delay.
5 minutes or more.
A 5 minute delay. Suddenly, Spiewak's ball comes back up the ramp. He puts his fingers in it. In the thumb hole. Axle grease has been put in his thumb hole. Lots of it. Gobs of it. Oozing out of the thumb hole. Spiewak removed his thumb only to reveal a brown, greasy thumb. They all thought he had been scratching himself.
I think really it was the funniest thing. Rob puts his thumb in this thing and he pulls it out and he goes, ah! And so we call the guy from the bowling alley over, right? And I believe that the response was, oh.
That's never happened before.
That's right. Many mechanical difficulties. Now, on to Geronimo. In the first game, Geronimo had a very rough outing. He was unable to find his groove. After the first game, however, Geronimo retreated to the back office for a taste of the magic elixir.
Well, and I want to thank Wendell Hall for bringing me the airline size bottle of the elixir.
That's right. Grey Goose, the magic elixir.
Goose.
The crowd began to chant Goose as Geronimo made his way back for the second game. A new look on his face, a new attitude between his ears. And after one frame, Geronimo began to settle in and bowl like everyone knows he could, bringing that average up to the team-leading 117 by bowling an incredible game, a game where he was in the zone of total inebriation. Knocking down pin after pin. Goose, his new nickname, it'll stick, as he threw ball after ball straight down the alley. The only thing holding him back was the failure of the AMF bowling center. The pin's not working, the synthetic lane's not rolling. An incredible evening was had by all. Special mention goes out to Buzz Burbank, who through pain and being elderly, still triumphs. Buzz Melwood Burbank. He's just people.
Just people.
But if you are keeping score and you're paying attention to what went on last night, you have to mention the fact that once again, the gutter balls have gone down to defeat.
Yeah, we suck.
Meaning that of all the games they've played this year in their bowling season, they have only managed to snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat one time.
One time.
And last night, it was not to be. The good people of Annandale have spoken through their teeth. And they say, come back soon, gutter balls, when your game can be elevated to another level. A fine evening it was. More to come in the series of gutter ball bowling.
We're just people.
Just people.
Just people.
A fine evening.
That's very true. My first game I bowled in 87. That's the worst I bowled. I sucked. I mean, I absolutely sucked ass. Wendell Hall came over and said, hey, I got something for you in the back room. And speaking of our friend Dexter Manley.
Yes.
The little bottle of Grey Goose, like the thing they give you on the airplane.
Right. That's right. I was an eyewitness to that. It was gone in no time. One of those airline bottles completely inhaled.
Gone in 15 seconds.
Just people.
And that's it. That was the magic elixir. Mm-hmm. What can I say? I can't bowl without it now.
Of course, there was that one special moment when the crowd exhorted O'Meara, throw the spare. Can you guarantee that you will throw a spare? O'Meara turned around, looked at the crowd, smiled knowingly and said, I guarantee that I will throw a spare, and turned around and did just that. In the process, ripping all the tendons in his right arm, causing the rest of his game to suffer. Indubitably. What an evening it was.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's a good time. We do like going out and bowling, even though we suck. We're the worst.
We're getting better.
Our next match.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Mel. What do you...
Well,
you had a strike or two last night, didn't you?
I had no strikes last night. One gutter ball. I think I might have picked up two spares. I know I got one spare. That was about it.
Buzz, I think you might want to try the elixir.
I did, actually, but it was gone before I really had a chance to
all of
to get properly lubricated.
Sorry about that.
You only had one.
I only had one, but I believe that the supplier of the magic elixir helped himself to a few also.
That's a shock.
Mr. Wendell Smoot Hall. Gutterball's next match. Here we go, everybody. Gutterballs. The Fighting Gutterballs. Next Wednesday, we're going to be in New York. Lisa told me the name of the team. Remember the name of the team, Rob?
No, I forgot.
Anyway, it's next Wednesday night, 7:30, at Bowlmore Lanes in Manhattan.
All right.
Bowlmore Lanes is located at University and 13th.
We'll be taking on the Fockers.
Oh, right, that's it. Like
the Fockers.
Like in Meet the Parents. The Fockers.
Yeah, I will bring you down. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
That's next Wednesday night, Dynamite Gutterballs, actually. The Fighting Gutterballs. Wednesday, November 7th at Bowlmore Lanes in Manhattan. Bowlmore, located at University and 13th.
Oh, very good. I'm excited about that.
We again, want to thank everyone who came out, especially the team that bowled against us, but it's really great to get out and see everybody. Unlike
that's
the Las Vegas
part.
Style shows that we had done for a while, where we get out and we'd have, 2,000 people show up, and we would never actually be able to talk to anybody.
Right. This is a lot more intimate.
It sure is.
For good or bad.
It sure is. Very, very intimate. And, frankly, I like it better.
Yeah, I do.
I like going to a bowling alley better. I have, 200 or 300 people show up and be able to say hello to everybody and, put the face with the voices.
Put the face with the heckle.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, here's Malcolm in the middle, who was there last night. Malcolm, buddy.
Yeah, hey, Dynamite.
Hey. Hi, Malcolm.
Great. Good. Had a wonderful time.
Oh, glad you came out, Malcolm.
Yeah, you guys are just real people, flesh and blood.
Just people.
Just people.
Just people struggling to master the art of the alley.
You forgot to talk about Lisa's unique bowling style and how she gets the crowd where it's working.
Well, Lisa has we like to keep that quiet. Lisa has a little dance that she does.
Yes.
If she gets a strike, she does a special dance.
Very special.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
Very special.
It's a fan dance is what it is.
And you guys are just, you really, it is a better venue. And I enjoyed hanging out with Rob Bay and Todd Gavin, who, when I told him, it was nice talking to him, offered to sell me a T-shirt.
There you go. Yeah, and last night, Jesus Christ, it was like a convention. It was like the convention of, I don't want to...
Misfits.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thanks. Exactly the word I'm looking for.
Thank you.
Because you had Tom Gavin, Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car, Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Yeah.
Carl the Mary Jew.
I didn't see Carl. Was he there?
Yeah. Scared.
Oh, my.
Scared kids?
Really? I didn't see him. That always worries me. He is the slipperiest, sneakiest SOB in the world. No wonder. Did you actually notice him before he saw you, or did he approach you?
Of course not. Of course.
He approached you?
Probably hiding in the parking lot waiting for me to pull the car in.
He's just people.
Very, very strange.
No, Buzz, he's just...
just people. Just people who need a restraining order. Just people.
People.
Oh, hold on. Here is our friend Cheryl the Big Dyke. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm one of your favorite misfits.
There you go. You're that's a lovable right. misfit. We love you, Cheryl.
We loved having you there, Cheryl.
It was great being intimate with my favorite radio fags. I'm telling you, I've had a rough summer. My girlfriend and I broke up, and my cat died on the same day, so I lost.
You lost two pussies on the same day.
Two pussies on one day, but you guys have been cheering me up. Two highlights of last night. First of all, Buzz, I bowl like you.
We're sisters in bowling. Sisters, I think.
That's a compliment.
We're sisters.
Yes. The guy behind me kept yelling out, "Lisa's got a great ass." That was funny. Especially when she bent over. She's got a great ass.
She was getting that a lot last night. She's got a great ass.
She was yelling that, too.
She yelled it back, and he kept calling Rob the minister. I guess the minister of hate, but I think Rob is the minister of love.
Oh, aren't you sweet.
Oh, I know. The other thing was Tom Gavin. Can I just tell you that besides squeezing my right breath, during a photo op at the end.
Oh, wait. Tom,
he copped the field? On that thing was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. That bowling ball contraption thing?
Yeah, hold on. Before you talk about that, Tom grabbed your boob?
Yes.
Oh, while you were getting your picture taken?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He got soaked. He did that, like, laughing thing when he rubs his hands together and looks all crazy.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he made...
The that really confirmed that I'm a lesbian after that experience.
Yeah, we'll this, what Cheryl's talking about is that at one point on one of the lanes, they got this thing for, I think it's mainly, it's for little kids and
or people in wheelchairs.
People in wheelchairs.
Senior citizens.
Don't laugh.
Yeah, and for senior citizens. That what they do is they put Tom in a chair, and it's this giant metal contraption.
Yeah, it's got like two little stainless steel pipes that are curved, and they go down. And you put the bowling ball at the top of it and roll it down the lane. And they, you know, after Tom tried a couple on his own, they went to that, and he was just having a wonderful time.
Now, that right there, that's a show in itself.
It is indeed.
I mean, watching Tom bowl with a contraption.
Absolutely.
It was most,
and also, I just got to put out there, I'm single again, so any cute lesbians that are interested, I'm single again.
Well, you're looking good, Cheryl. You look like you might have lost a little weight.
I'm losing weight. I got the hair highlighted, wearing a little makeup, femming it up a little bit.
Excellent.
You know? And I love seeing my radio fags, and Lisa was the sweetest can be.
I love Cheryl's speak. Femming it up a little bit.
You would love, you would just devour Lisa if given the chance, wouldn't you?
No. No, she's just way too heterosexual. But I'll tell you who's very cute, much as I hate when she hits the button. That little pixie, she's cute.
Oh, okay.
You're like a dumb girl, huh?
All right.
Yeah, but I have shoelaces older than her.
I will let her know. Thanks. Bye, Cheryl.
Bye, you guys. Love you.
Bye, honey.
Oh, she's fantastic. Okay.
See you later.
Oh, that's great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hi.
You all look great at the bowling alley. Hey, Mike, you had quite a little lead foot last night.
Yeah, I did. Well, are you the guy that raced me at the end of the evening?
Yeah, you blew me away, man.
Well, here's what's great about this, okay? I'm driving home last night, and after all the crap that Don gave me about being a bad driver, I'm ahead of you.
Yeah.
And when you probably didn't even see me when you were coming out. Last night when you were on the Beltway. And I'm ahead of you, and you came up to my car. Just as these guys have been tailgating me the whole way. Then he gets in the right-hand lane, and he's going, then he gets around and he gets in the left-hand lane, and he goes, and he's looking at me, and he's pointing like, let's go, and I'm like, well, what the hell? And just as you came around in front of me, I almost took your bumper off because they did one of those cut-ins behind the guy because he wanted to see what the car could do. So I gave him a little show. And were you going all out on that little spurt?
Almost, but okay. It was pretty. The RPMs are pretty high up there.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. But we backed down right away. Hey, if you can't race with people once in a while, why not? We had a good little time there. No, nobody was in real danger.
No harm, no foul. Yeah, except me apparently.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't see that.
I didn't see that.
Go right over, almost clipped them there.
Yeah, very, very. I mean, really, because I mean, you came up right at the moment that I had just pegged it, and you came along in the third lane and got into the second lane.
Yeah.
Which is right, you know, we're coming up to 66, so
right.
It's actually the far left lane, and I had to go. Yeah, it was actually your left rear bumper that I almost removed.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, it was, but you know, these
back to that headline. America's two favorite disc jockeys killed on the Beltway.
You know, this guy followed me out of the parking lot, you know, wanted to play, and, you know, every now and then I'm back in high school again.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, Kate. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, take care.
All right, see you later. Okay, so that's, that's your Fighting Gutter Balls recap.
There you go.
had a great time. Yankees won last night.
Yankees!
That's great news. Michael Jordan sucked ass last night. Everybody's afraid to say that. Everybody's afraid to say that Michael Jordan sucked D last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I got home in time to see the end of the game, and there was a chance right at the very end for a three-pointer, and he was like me out there shooting it. Just sucked. And I got on the phone with a friend of mine who said that at one point people were yelling, you know, instead of yelling Air Jordan, they're yelling Air Ball, because he had like a million air balls.
Well, they're double-teaming him, too, right, which is, you know, which makes it tough for him.
And we don't have any Michael Jordan highlights for you from his post-game press conference.
Mm-hmm.
We are, in fact, taping every Michael Jordan post-game press conference for you this year.
Just in case he says something interesting.
Yeah, like last week, and I wish I'd been running tape when he said that he wasn't quite sure how the Wizards were going to be this year, that there would be a good barometer would be playing a team like the Knicks.
Very good.
And nobody bothers to put up their hand and say, excuse me, that is, well, what is a barometer?
Right.
You know, as opposed to a barometer.
So we call them Jordanisms, and we'll hopefully have a few more of them as time goes on.
So the Yankees won. I know a lot of people were pissed last night that they couldn't get in the stadium like till the third or the fourth inning. That's because
I know Dan Duquette, general manager of the Boston Red Sox, was pissed last night. You know, I mean, just, you know, reflecting on that wonderful move to get rid of Roger Clemens years ago.
Because
Bush,
because he was there last night. Because Bush was there.
And you know, hey, gotta give him props too. I mean, hey, you know, I'm really, because I know that there was a lot of security stuff where he wasn't going to throw out the first.
Hey,
ball.
He threw a strike,
man. But he's got balls. That's all there is to it. I mean, that guy to come out and do that. Great for the city of New York.
Have you seen some presidents, like, remember when Jimmy Carter came out, he might as well have just thrown it out of his ass. I mean, the guy could barely get it to home plate.
Yeah, he wailed on it.
Bush threw a strike.
Probably one of the fittest presidents that we've had in quite some time. So.
The way they called the game last night, that would have been a strike.
Yeah, it was good to see him do that. Man, that's just so good that he does that, that he's gone up to New York as much as he has. I think that's terrific.
And also, about New York, I do want to know tonight about this parade, the parade in Greenwich Village. Is this a big homo parade? We're thinking about sending somebody down to with a tape recorder to cover it for us tonight. I know that it's in the village. Okay, so that's, you know,
that's your first clue,
and that's your first rainbow clue. And I got an email from someone saying you should send somebody down there. This is a giant, big homo thing. If you want to volunteer, I'm going to do this as a way of balancing out what I'm about to say. If you'd like to volunteer to carry a giant puppet tonight,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we need that.
The parade. Go to Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine at Halloween-NYC.com. So now that I've given them the plug, I want to know, is this like the world's biggest gay?
I'm not
Halloween
sure. I haven't heard about it. It's obviously Halloween night in the village.
Well, I got it.
You're going to have a good time there, that's for sure.
And all I know is I got an email saying it's too bad you guys aren't here because you should definitely send someone out with a tape recorder because you get like five shows worth of material.
Very good.
How to send somebody down there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, thanks.
All right, I love your guys' show.
Thanks.
I can't wait to hear you guys live in Spokane.
When is that happening?
Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Excellent. Monday.
Beautiful. Monday.
Yes, looking forward to it.
All right, my friend.
All right, have a good day, boys.
See you later.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye. Who said that to us?
Rodney Dangerfield.
That's right.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
See you later, boys.
Hello.
Take four of those, six of them.
Oh, you got it? Oh, but it's very quick.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to talk about the Halloween parade. I'm going tonight.
All right, are you a homo?
No.
Is it a big homo parade?
No, it is and it isn't. Like, everyone goes.
Okay, so it's like a big Halloween party for everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. It starts at like 8 o'clock at night.
Maybe. But I would imagine you will find characters.
Yeah, you'll find a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
Like a lot of flamers.
Okay, all right. Would it be worth our while to send someone down with a tape recorder? We get a lot of good gay stuff?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. You know, really, in our opinion, the best kinds of homosexuals are flaming homosexuals.
And we don't mean, like, from Rob's standpoint, where you douse them with...
No, of course not.
Set them on fire.
We out of the closet and proud.
And I don't know if this means anything, but the puppeteer who's looking for help in tonight's parade, his name is Basil Twist. Basil Twist.
There you go. Okay, hello, Dan, Don and Mike show. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys, my girlfriend went to that last year. She goes to the Fordham in the Bronx.
Yeah?
It is a giant, giant fag fest. Trannies, cross-dressers.
Fantastic.
Everything that would make our boy Nazi, you know, totally upset, Rob.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Mike.
See you guys.
Thank you. See you later.
That image is cemented, Rob.
All right, well, we're going to send someone out there tonight to Greenwich Village to give you the lowdown. Now, it is our big Halloween show.
Yeah.
And we do have Halloween surprises for you today, including some on-air trick-or-treating. We'll get to all of that in just a second. Now, time for a call number 100-877-365-3636. Oh, and you're just calling for prize packages today because we are not officially starting the Mercedes contest until tomorrow.
Very good.
The Mercedes for Christmas starts on November 1st, which is tomorrow.
Excellent.
Now, though, dial recklessly for some free stuff at 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, if you want to change your image, you got to get your face out there. Oh, on the radio.
That's it. The radio. I'll go on the most popular program of the day.
I assume that's still Don McNeil in his breakfast club.
God damn it.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Here we go. Let's get a big wiener right now. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I caller 100?
Yes.
That's so cool. I never win anything.
Hi.
What? I didn't get a wrestling package, did I?
No, honey. Something better than that.
Oh, yeah? What could be better?
Well, listen, hold on. Who is this?
This is Megan.
Hey, Megan, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
Megan, no, you've won donuts.
Donuts?
Yeah, that's right, honey. Yay! Yeah. Megan, donuts! That's right.
So I can turn into a fat chick?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts.
What? Okay, tell me more.
You've won 1 million Dunkin' Donuts.
Isn't that incredible? Donuts for the rest of your life. You can stuff yourself each and every day.
Go to a Dunkin' Donuts location today and enjoy their decorated donuts and munchkins in a spooky decorated box.
Ooh, scared kids.
And of course, 1 million, just a joke, but you've won, I guess, some type of endless supply of donuts.
Oh, that's fantastic.
from Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm so excited.
Some type of bottomless donut box.
Sorry, honey.
Can you tell? I'm so excited.
Okay.
Don't push it.
Hey, Megan? Okay.
Uh-huh?
You always been shy, honey?
So shy. I'm excited. I just don't want to say it, like, too much, because I don't want to seem like a loser because I won donuts.
Right. Well, listen, be excited that you won donuts. I'll give you the choice.
Let's
see what you like better. You can either have the variable amount of free donuts,
right?
Or you can have
I like the way you're selling this.
Or you can have the Washington Redskins team highlight video.
Ooh. Oh, hey.
Washington Redskins team highlight video, huh?
This now here will be a real barometer or a barometer, as Michael Jordan would say, as to how our listeners feel about the Redskins mm-hmm. and or donuts.
Well, that one I could give away. Just kidding.
Well, no, we're just waiting for you to make a decision.
Which would you like?
Okay, I'll take the Redskins thing.
Oh,
the Redskins thing.
I went to my first game like a couple weeks ago, their first win, and I was very excited. So I'll act like a fan and take that.
Many times the Redskins score resembles a donut.
That's
instead
right.
Instead of getting fat.
All right, thank you. Hold on, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. Although something tells me, but you got to with all this lip and attitude.
I'm not good at waiting, though.
Yeah, so she's got to be hot.
Yeah, you got to be hot. Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Megan?
Oh God, who's the celebrity I most resemble?
Don't answer a question with a question.
I've thought about this so many times.
Listen to her.
Give it a whirl.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Listen to the man.
Broad, but you're a girl.
She's got
to
be hot.
I'm getting Drew Barrymore, and I've heard Gwen Stefani too.
Well, Gwen Stefani's
I'm chewing my own horn with the Gwen Stefani thing.
A little more Drew Barrymore?
A little more Drew Barrymore.
Mm, yeah. Drew Barrymore equals P.I.G., though.
Okay. I'm going with Gwen, then.
Okay, Gwen Stefani.
I can almost guarantee if Drew Barrymore won, she'd take the donut.
Yeah, see, I don't want to be a fat chick.
No,
not a chance, honey. All right, thanks. Hold on a second, please.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure talking with you, Megan.
By the way, I wanted to tell you, I was trying to call yesterday because I'm from Fairfax, but I was in Connecticut, and I was driving. I got to listen to you guys all day on the way down here yesterday, and I was so excited.
Oh, wonderful. On NEW, right. Well, thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on.
Someday you'll be fat.
Quiet, Megan.
Someday you'll be real, real fat.
Right.
After you drive all the men away.
with your beautiful good looks.
Yes,
you drive them away with that voice of yours.
Somewhat impossible to sustain our hostility.
You wait.
Withhold our hostility.
You wait. Someday a box of donuts, that'll be a date for you. You'll like that. Honey, you'll like that.
You had a problem with young Megan?
No, she had the attitude of, I knew she was beautiful immediately.
Yes. Right.
She had that whole thing. Well, I don't know. Well, when do I get them? Well, I don't know what to do. You know, the whole thing with hot girls who used to having their ass kissed everywhere they
Which
go.
Which would you like? Would you like the highlights video or the donuts?
Charlie Brown teacher. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is a friend of Lisa's.
Lisa Herndon, our producer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this Kate?
No, this is Carrie.
Is this Gwendy?
Yes, no. Hi, Kate.
Carrie,
what can we do for you?
I have a comment on the Drew Barrymore girl.
Yes.
Ask Lisa what she thinks of Drew Barrymore, because she made a comment this past
past Saturday night about Drew. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Really? Well, we called as our first witness the lovely Lisa Herndon.
Lisa, we have your friend Carrie on the phone.
Lisa, come here for a second. Always love it when Lisa's friends call the show.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Cheech.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What did you call Drew Barrymore?
Well, I just said she was just one of the girls, the celebrities that was on my list.
Your list of what?
You know, of girls that, you know, I would do.
You would consider. You would,
oh, really? Yeah. You're that attracted to Drew Barrymore?
Not, I just think she's really...
Hot.
No, I think she's really cool. She's cute. She's and, fun. I
but
like,
if you would do her, you're, you find her attractive.
It doesn't necessarily mean I think she's hot. Hey. I find... What?
You heard that? Although, listen, with a girl, there's nothing bad. The bisexual thing is good in a girl.
Carrie, did Lisa elaborate on Drew Barrymore at all?
No, we were just talking about it, and she said Drew or Madonna.
You like the rough girls. You like the rough around the edges, kind of the tomboy type.
Did she say she wanted to feast on the yeast?
She didn't go into that much detail.
She wanted to check on the yeast infection?
Well, let's see. If we've got Madonna and we've got Drew Barrymore, we can expand the category. You can throw in Cyndi Lauper.
Ew.
Let me see. Well,
oh, no. You know who she's going as for Halloween tonight? She's going as Britney.
Oh, really?
Spears.
Yeah, Nick's going to be Justin Timberlake.
That is so cute.
Well, get my vomit bucket right now.
Why don't you guys go to Greenwich Village tonight?
Last year we were Ken and Barbie.
Oh, dear. Right. Make sure you bring a picture.
Here's that sound effect.
Yeah. Which one?
The gagging.
I got so many, Buzz. I don't know if you want the vomit or the fag.
That's not vomit.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Cheech. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheech.
You would do Drew Barrymore.
Oh, man.
Really? You would do her.
Oh, I just think she's cute. I like her. I like her carefree whatever.
You ever thought about what you do to her?
No. I mean, no, I have not. Well, she's one of the girls on the list.
Would she have a strap on?
Oh. No.
So it would
no.
Be...
No, oh, God, no, I don't want to talk about this.
I got another one. Madonna, Drew Barrymore, Courtney Love.
Ew, no.
So it would be...
Lita.
It would strictly be an oral relationship?
There would be no relationship.
I believe she's blushing. Lisa is blushing.
You said that you would do Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Like, I'd make out with her.
Wow.
That's so gross.
We have to find a Drew Barrymore lookalike.
No, it doesn't count if it's a Drew Barrymore lookalike. It has to be Drew Barrymore.
Would you,
Actress.
Would you nurse?
I had not thought about it, and you know what? I don't think I want to talk about this anymore. I think I might be finished with this conversation.
Yeah, can you give us one more name on the list? You got Madonna, you got Drew Barrymore. Can you give us one more name?
One more. Do you own Charlie's Angels on DVD?
No.
No.
How about Cameron Diaz?
She's cute.
She's on the list, isn't she?
I don't know if she's on my list.
How many girls are on the list you would do?
Well, two.
Oh, just two.
Right now.
So the list is a work in progress.
Oh, hold on. I know another girl you do. Bobby Hollingsworth.
Absolutely. She's cute.
All right, she works here. People don't know who she is.
One more name? Where you go, please. I know there are a lot of people waiting out there in Radio Land.
You know, maybe Lita, my WWF chick. Yeah, love her.
Oh, right. Is that the girl you were screaming by when we drove by the WWF restaurant last week?
In Times Square, there's this huge, 30,000 million story photo of Lita.
Lita.
How great. About China?
No.
Would you eat a Lita?
I might eat a Lita on a pita.
Or would you let Lita eat you?
I don't know if we can say this on the radio.
Lita eat you?
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Thanks for the fantasy.
All right. Log that, file that under Lisa's list.
There you go. How about that?
Fascinating.
Boy, and if you do anything, Drew Barrymore, get a gas mask, honey.
That's for sure.
No.
I'm serious. God damn. Drew Barrymore is a P.I.G.
You've won a date with Drew Barrymore in 3 months of Cipro.
There you go.
That's where you got to do some place on Drew Barrymore. That's where, like, natural anthrax is growing.
That's right. You come away with that with sore joints.
No, stop. I have to go down by her patch, and you'd have to get, like, one of them, you know the air fresheners all the brothers have?
Yeah.
The crown?
No, not the crown.
Christmas tree?
The Christmas tree.
Sure.
You'd have to hang like 4 or 5 of those down there. Hang them off her belly button.
You know, I got my truck washed before I came into work today, and I smell like leather. Like that artificial leather stuff that they put in there?
You do?
I don't have leather upholstery in my truck. I got the cloth.
Why'd they use it?
I don't know. And right now, but because they used it, it sucked up all the leather, and I smell like leather. Especially my pants.
Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
What's going on?
Hi.
That thing that happened to Rob's ball last night, they didn't tell you it was an accident, did they?
No, they didn't tell us anything. They just...
No.
They said they
that
looked...
had to be somebody doing that.
Yeah. You know, the more I thought about it,
When I was a kid, I used to work in a bowling alley. We always used to do that kind of stuff all the time.
Would you really?
Oh, yeah.
It couldn't have possibly been an accident because there was no grease anywhere else on the ball or in the other two holes. It was like four squirts from a grease gun.
You know who did it?
Somebody was definitely...
I know who did it.
Oh.
Who did it was the guy that was working on the lane.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said, I have to go. Remember, I'll be back in a few minutes. And he didn't come back.
This was no bowling accident.
He's the guy that came back and said, I don't know, that's never happened before.
That's the guy.
That's who did it.
So listen, Patrick, when you worked at a bowling alley, really, did you ever just fill some guy's like thumb hole up with axle grease? Or?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Or even worse? Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You got some DNA in there. You got some number one in there.
But, I won't name the name of the bowling alley per se, but I'll encourage everyone to patronize very, very viciously that lane we were at last night because we got great service and a great time.
I wonder why.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can't stand it. He looked like one of us.
That's who did it.
Yeah.
You think it was that guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that it was definitely something that was done. What the hell would put that kind of grease in the thumb hole?
Sabotage.
A human being had to do that, and I think the human being that did it was the guy that we were giving that crap to.
Yeah. Because the score thing didn't work.
And then he said, hey, if it breaks, I gotta go. And what he was doing was planning that. All he gave a rat's butt about probably was sabotaging your ball.
Right. Hello, Tommy. Don and Mike show.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks, Tommy.
The fag parade down in New York City tonight?
Yeah.
You'll love it. Trannies everywhere.
Fantastic.
Nothing but.
That's what I hear. Well, we got to figure out who we're going to send from WNEW down there with a microphone, though, to do
Johnny.
How about Fez?
Fez is probably going to be like the...
Marshal.
Grand Marshal. What do they call that down at Mardi Gras? Whoever the...
The king of the Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, he's probably going to be the king, or in this case, the queen.
A celebration of alternative lifestyles as we celebrate All Hallows Eve.
Hi, Steve!
Hi
there!
That's what I heard. It was a big gay thing. All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey!
Get out of here!
No!
Hello, John. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, John. Johnny.
Hello.
You're on the air, Johnny.
Yeah. This is the first time called. I just want to say love your show. I love the Daddy Day, Daughter Day. You know that was it.
Great.
Well.
Bye-bye. See you at Melwood.
Bye-bye. There you go. Happy Halloween.
John's got a radio.
John's excited. He's calling his first radio show.
Buzz is excited. Buzz is going bowling.
That's it. That's all that needs to be said.
You know, we've all...
Buzz is going on a field trip.
Can I use that contraption that Tom Gavin used next week?
We've decided that for our bowling shirts now, for the second phase of bowling shirts, that we're all going to get nicknames on them.
Yeah, now we've got established nicknames already. For
Buzz's nickname is Melwood.
Yeah. Right.
Mine will be Goose. Mm-hmm. Rob's will be Head.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa's will be Rummy.
Right.
But we don't have one for Mike yet.
Because I don't think you can force it. I think it has to happen.
Yeah.
The nickname has to happen.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was thinking, how about Dumbass?
No, thank you. Thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay, you don't.
DA. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Now that's already covered by Melwood.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. They have to have it spontaneously. Maybe it just did.
DA.
DA.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oops, where am I going here? Oh, line number five, Jeff. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing? It's Jeff. Hey, I used to work in a bowling alley when I was about 17. And when I worked in the back as a mechanic, and when the league bowlers threw their balls back there, me and one of my friends used to grab them, scratch them up with some screwdrivers, shoot them back out front, and then watch their expression when they pick up their balls and they they shine in with their rag, and then they look down, they see this big scratch, and then they freak out. And
Vandals.
This is shocking to me, because normally you would track a much better class of people.
Yeah, I would think you'd get real, you know, not potential felons.
Now, would you do it to guys who screwed with you, or would you just do it just for sport?
Nobody really screwed with it. We just do it to whoever, you know.
Just do it because they were...
Some elite bowlers, they come in there, and they take it so seriously, it's just fun to watch.
Punks, troublemakers.
Just angry, bitter men. Terrific.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, you know, on the Lisa conversation, going back to that,
yeah,
it's just another example of how men and women will never agree. I mean, everybody fantasizes about Lisa with another girl,
right?
And the girl turns out to be Drew Barrymore,
right?
I mean, how does that happen?
It's enormously disappointing.
Yuck.
So I think you need to get her back in the room, and we need just a skosh more detail.
I think you need to pull your pants back up, okay?
No.
Yes.
No. No. All right.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Get out of here. Thank you, my friend. Listen, it is All Hallows Eve, and we do have a couple of Halloween bids for you today.
Very good.
One of them is going to be, let's bring in Slow Joe Ardinger right now.
Yeah, let's see what his costume is.
Well, I believe he's going at it as a 40-year-old phone screener.
Very good. Very good.
I think he's going to have, if I'm not mistaken,
40-year-old underachieving radio station employee.
Some type of a poncho or maybe a tie-dyed shirt.
No, this is a perfect shirt. He's wearing the Rolling Stones.
No, he loves the Stones.
I'm a Stones fan.
How did it go? Hello. Now, Joe's going to go out trick-or-treating, even though it's the middle of the day.
And how old are you, Joe? Seriously.
I'm 37, but I'm told I look 28.
Joe's going to be going out. Now, do you have the contraption that you're going to be bringing with you, the thing that Wendell brought for you?
Cooler. The huge cooler, yeah, I got a smaller one too.
We actually have a cooler on wheels, yes.
which is his picnic basket. It's his trick or treat bag. That's because he's not going to be looking for candy.
No, Joe's going to be going out. The station here, WJFK, is in a residential neighborhood, and actually, if it doesn't work out directly around here, we're going to send him to one of those fancy new McMansion type.
Fantastic! Yeah. An upscale neighborhood.
Neighborhoods,
so. Right?
And Joe's going to go door to door, and he'll go, and they answer the door, and Joe's wearing no outfit. He's got his Stones T-shirt on, and he's gonna have his cooler on wheels.
He's going as a music fan,
and he's gonna say, "Hi, I'm Joe. Trick or treat. May I have a beer?"
And he's gonna. And the goal is to get as many beers as he possibly can.
Okay, so Joe, that's it.
Which he can keep.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, he probably will consume before he gets back to the station.
I think that's part of the deal. As a matter of fact, if he's successful and he gets one beer, it probably would be a good idea to trick-or-treat with the open beer in hand. I don't know if that's
particularly legal.
Oh, well, use your best judgment, Joe.
Screw legality, Joe.
Best judgment.
It's the concept of Joe, the underachiever.
Trick-or-treating for beer.
Trick-or-treating, and in the middle of the day. When, like, all the housefrows are going to be home not expecting anybody.
Now, you should probably pause after the trick-or-treat, because if anybody's going to go for candy, and you know, they bring the candy out, and you kind of say, well, I kind of have my heart set on a beer.
Okay. I'm not opposed to just, hi, I'm Joe, trick-or-treat. Have him just say, I'm not interested in candy, can I have a beer?
Yeah. Absolutely. Just, establish a little repartee with the...
Let's practice it here. Here's the... All right, so we open the door. Hold on here.
Well, Don, I could actually, if you hit that doorbell again, I could tell you how it would really go.
Okay.
Hit that doorbell.
Are you going to be Joe, or are you going to be the person
inside?
I'm going
to be the homeowner.
Okay,
all right. I'm going to be the homeowner.
Here you go.
Now, see, you hit the wrong sound effect.
What?
You just have to hit the doorbell again. Oh. This is how it'll probably go from the top.
Hold on, wait a second.
I didn't jump in quick enough.
You got to give me a minute.
Okay.
Who is it? What do you want?
Trick or treat?
Go away.
May I have a beer?
Go away. Go away or I'll call the police. You're trespassing. Go away.
I try it one time now as someone who actually, like maybe an old, mother.
Okay, very good.
Who would actually open the door.
Hello. Trick or treat?
Oh, it's too early for...
May I have a beer?
Who are you and why are you here?
I'm Joe Artinger from the radio station.
I have candy. Would you like some candy?
How about Percocet? You look like you suffer from daily pain.
Joe. Joe. No. No ad-libbing, Joe.
Yeah, although that was a funny one.
Just turn it to beer.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Joe.
This is a golden opportunity.
I'm trick-or-treating for beer.
Now, do you want him to mention I'm Joe from the Don and Mike show, which would probably at least get him
soften it.
You know, yeah. Would probably eliminate the doors from being slammed in his face.
Yeah, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike show.
Okay.
If they don't give him a beer, can he ask for cheese?
Everybody wants
Mike
to play.
Mike is a second level thing.
Everybody wants to play.
Let's just stick with the beer.
Beer. That's what he's going for, beer.
Beer he gets.
Very good.
All right, Joe, go get in the Joe Mobile.
Government cheese.
And I guess you got a phone here. You can use Lisa's phone or? Okay, all right. Go get out of here.
Don't look at that phone.
Give us a call.
My fancy phone.
Give us a call from the hotline.
You know, hope he plays with it.
Speaking of Lisa, Mr. Barrymore, I need a quick update to plan the next breakout.
Drew!
I mean, not breakout, like Anthrax, that I plan the next breakout to see what we're going to do. Excuse me, Drew's lover, would you report to the studio, please? Where is,
She's very busy compiling a list of some sort.
Very good.
What, a list of lovers?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Well, Drew?
Of course.
I need to know, where's,
Here she is.
Where is,
No, that's Joe Artinger.
Hi!
Hey, where's Drew at?
I think she's right down the hall. I'll go get her.
Okay, no, I just need to know if Leah's coming on to the next break or not.
Ah. I wonder what she's gonna be for Halloween.
I know what she's giving away, though.
Really?
Autograph pictures.
That's good. Fantastic. Of course she is.
And cheese.
And her handbags.
And her homemade jewelry.
Makeup.
The stuff that she sells on the website.
And locks of Angelo's hair.
Here's a half a tin of rouge.
Trick or treat. Hi, kids. Here's an autographed picture of me on King of Queens.
We want candy.
F you.
You're being very optimistic saying that Leah would be opening her own door.
Right. Have you gotten a hold of Miss Hollywood yet?
No, I haven't. I've left messages on her cell phone, and she's not at home. So we should.
Because she called yesterday, right? What'd she say yesterday?
That she just wanted to talk to us, and that she hoped that you guys weren't mad at her when she went to the spa.
How are you getting along with Ms. Remini?
Wonderfully.
Would you do her?
No.
You would not. Is that personal, because you've had fights with her, or?
No, because it's a professional business relationship, and you have to know where to draw the line.
You could have a really good WWF match with Lisa and Leah.
You sure could.
Yeah, it would be. That would be a good one.
See, because Leah got pissed at Lisa, because Lisa called one time.
Right.
Apparently before, what was it, sometime before noon or something like that?
Yeah.
Los Angeles time.
But it doesn't matter now because Lisa's established a very good relationship with Leah's sister, Nicole.
Yeah, we're like this. Best friends. BFF. Best friends forever.
Okay, well then, thank you. Send Joseph out, and we'll start the great trick-or-treat experience in just a second here. Hello, Jonathan, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, you're talking about the nickname for Mike's shirt. It should be obvious. Golden Boy.
Oh, yeah.
But does that count as a fresh nickname, though? I mean, that is my nickname.
It's not a nickname. You are the Golden Boy.
Should it be Golden Boy or GB?
I like Golden
Boy.
Golden,
there you go.
Golden Boy. I would go with Golden Boy, but everybody else seems to think GB.
No, it wouldn't be Golden Boy.
Golden Boy.
Golden Boy.
GB would be good, especially if it was a big font like Laverne wore.
All right.
Like a GB bigger
done.
Than the name.
I accept it.
Now we need new shirts.
How about GBDA?
No! I don't want to be dumbass.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Buzzy.
Hi.
Just people.
Just
hey, you guys
people.
Are kicking ass down here in Burlington, Iowa. I just want to let you guys know, been listening to you for a long time, and you guys are really doing a great job.
Thank you, my friend.
Just people.
We're just people.
People.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We got to do a break. We'll come back with Joe's trick-or-treating right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building. Great.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey now.
Yeah. That's the national number from any city you're hearing us in across America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., your phone number 202-432-1067.
Yeah. Matt Stout, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up? Listen, I wanted to ask you about Joe's Trick or Treating.
Yes, ma'am.
My dad lives right in that area, right there by the courthouse.
Yeah.
And he gets home like around 4:30 or like 3:30, between 4:30 in the afternoon. Will he still be trick or treating in that area around that time?
No, he's doing it now. We're sending him now in the middle of the day.
Listen to this. A couple years ago, my dad actually made a bunch of margaritas for the parents as he was passing out candy to the kids. And like 2 years in a row after that, all the drunks in the neighborhood started coming back looking for the margaritas. So I thought it would be really funny if Joe would show up asking for beer for Halloween, especially considering that, like if he found out he was from your radio station, he would flip because he can't stand you guys.
Oh, well,
it's really funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, I figured it was worth a try.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Judge's daughter calling in.
Yes, fantastic. And Joe would, you know, for margaritas, probably stay out later.
Hello. Don and Mike Joe. Yeah, I misspoke. Joe probably will continue this past when the show is off the air.
Yeah, we cut him a slack burger. So, you know, don't bother coming back. Just continue to trick or treat.
Hello, Lisa in New Jersey. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great, Lisa.
All right, well, I just popped you guys on for the first time today, and I heard you talking about trick-or-treating for beer while I'm in traffic. And a few years ago, me and a girlfriend of mine, we went to our liquor store. Of course, I think we were underage at the time. We're like, yeah, trick-or-treat. The guy tried to give us candy, and we're like, no, come on. Give us a bottle of wine or a six-pack. Give us a six-pack of Natty Ice, but come on, young kids. $3.50 for a six-pack, he could afford it. We got wasted.
Hey, the spirit of Halloween.
All right, thank you, honey. I love the feel-good stories.
Yeah, these are wonderful stories around America.
You know, it's amazing what a woman can get with a smile and, you know?
Yeah.
And some cheap alcohol.
Don't we know?
Yeah, $3.50 six-pack.
Well, give Dick a shout-out.
Okay, I bet you shouted out to Dick before.
Hey, would you like to know?
Bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, it's Ryder.
Hey, old Ryder. How you doing, Ryder?
Happy Halloween, Ryder.
Thanks.
What are you going to be dressed as tonight?
I'm boring. Nothing. I'm going to go myself. That's scary enough.
Oh, come on, Ryder.
Come on, Ryder.
You sound like you're in your down mode again.
Oh, no, I'm not. Come on. Just kidding.
Oh, he's a kidder, Mike.
It's a joke.
Just kidding. He's a kidder.
Our friend Ryder is.
Yeah.
Why don't you go as Ironsides?
Are John and Mike there?
Yeah, hold on just a second, Ryder.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Sorry, sometimes the show moves too fast for Ryder.
Yeah, I guess he didn't realize he was talking. Doesn't he sound like he's well, maybe that's his, you know, not on the show mode, and then maybe he picks it up for his show mode.
Yeah, like we'll go back and he'll be lighting fast. Hey, how are you?
See if he picks it up. I bet he picks up his energy level if you say, you're on the air.
You think so?
Yeah, it might have. It could happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're on the air.
You're absolutely right. I didn't know it was you guys.
See how he picked it up?
Yeah.
There we go.
I can hear the difference.
There you go.
Okay. Check it out. Yesterday or 2 days ago, I was out with my friend Jimmy, and the greatest idea hit me.
What was that idea, Ryder?
That idea is for me to go to Reno and live there and be your liaison at the ranch.
So live permanently at the whorehouse in Reno.
For those of you who don't know, this guy Ryder, he was involved in a car accident. He called us up one time, and we like keeping this as quiet as possible since we're not nice guys.
No, we don't like doing nice things for people.
But what we did was we hooked him up. We flew him out to Reno, where prostitution is legal.
Right.
And he went to the name of the place.
Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Moonlight Bunny Ranch, where he was
just,
he was effed and asked all weekend long.
Yeah, he was taken care of. He loved the experience. I don't think anybody got more out of it than the writer did.
And now
I agree to that. I loved it. It was great.
So much so that now it seems that you want to live at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, my this is a business thing, and I want to be the liaison.
Well, what about if they had a job for a handyman or something out at the Bunny Ranch?
Like, well, that could work.
So like, if they had need for somebody to you know, work security or straighten out
what, Mike? Or what, like mop the DNA up?
Let's ask Ryder if he would be averse to any janitorial duties.
Well,
if it was
probably
at the Bunny Ranch. Probably not?
No. Probably not.
All right, so you'd be willing to do just about anything to get yourself a room at the Bunny Ranch.
Pretty much.
Would you work for meals and sex?
Absolutely.
I bet they'd hire him for that.
So you would work for no pay at all, just a roof over your head, and nonstop S-ing and F-ing.
And some meals.
Yeah.
Because they
sounds
have no...
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Well, you know that. Why not?
All right, hold on. We'll pass it on to the people at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, thank you.
Okay, hold on, Ryder.
We'll be his agent for that.
Hold on.
Don't we still have contacts out there?
Yeah, we do. The guy who runs that Moonlight Bunny Ranch is a big fan of the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, good. Calling from West Virginia, first-time caller. We just got your station, or just got your program on our station down here.
Yes.
You guys kick ass. You've got so many Christian women's groups mad at you guys right now. It's unbelievable.
Well, if any of those bitches are listening, they should do what Madonna did in that video.
That's exactly right. Okay. Let me tell you one more thing. Your impression, the Bob.
You remember what Madonna did? Yeah, right.
The Bob Barker, those silly, dirty bitches. I almost fell out on the road laughing so hard. Keep it up.
Don was talking about Madonna's video, I was my Catholic guilt was requiring me to pantomime what I thought she had done in that video.
Right, well,
thing that Reagan does in The Exorcist.
Yes, well, he said that they're a bunch of religious nuts.
Yes.
So I think they should all take their crucifix.
Well, people should realize how active you are in your church community.
I am.
And can I just tell you one more thing?
I am. I go to church, but you know what? We go to the 8:30 service on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Why?
Because hardly anybody shows up for the 8:30 service.
Otherwise, you'll be aware of the shunning.
Yeah.
where you walk into the 11 o'clock service and they all turn their backs.
Yeah. And also, I'm positive, if I ever went to the noon service, I would just burst into flames. God gives me a pass to go to church at 8:30 on Sunday.
I will let you go to church only if you go to the early one with very little population.
Hold on, Robbie. Try to get this going here. Hold on.
Hello?
How do I get this thing going?
Okay, go ahead.
There. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
This.
How about a conversation with me and God?
Hello, Don. Long time no speak.
Hey, G. What's up?
Well, same old, same old. Lots going on. A lot of bad people doing bad things. How you been, mofo?
Pretty good, G. Heard the show recently?
Yes, I have. And I'm reminding you, don't go to those late services. Especially not the noon one. If you do, I will have to set you afire.
But it's okay if my family and I go to the 8:30 one. The one with only like four people show up.
Don?
Yes, God.
Is there any service earlier? Like perhaps a sunrise service every Sunday? That'd be the one I'd like you to go to.
Well, God, 8:30 is the earliest they have at my church.
All right, my son. You can go to the 8:30, but not one service later. Always the 8:30, where most of the people are so old, they won't even know you're there anyway.
And if by some chance...
Yes?
If by some chance...
Yes?
I go to the noon service.
I will set you afire. You will burst into flame. And you will experience eternal damnation. Do you understand? Is that clear?
Sure is.
Is that clear?
I mean, sure is.
Say it like in the movie with, what's his name, Tom Cruise.
Crystal clear.
Attaboy. I love that movie. I really do. I especially like Meet the Parents with De Niro and Ben Stiller.
Hey,
good luck with the bowling.
Yeah, can you help us out on that?
Guess what? Next week, you win your second game. On me. No problem.
Thank you, G.
That's right. Take a later train, too.
There you go. From God's lips to your ears.
Man, oh, man.
Hey, am I still on?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was great. Hey, just want to tell you one more thing. Sam Huff is from my hometown. The guy's a joke. You tell him that.
No.
He's run away from West Virginia. He ran for Congress. Got his ass beat.
What a horrible thing to say.
Hey, stop that, please. Hello, Gina.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I have something to say about Lisa.
Yes.
Why in the world would she want to pick Drew Carrymore?
Hold on. You just said the funniest thing. That's a great new name for her. Drew Carrymore.
Carrymore.
Yeah. Drew Carrymore.
Like a weight joke.
Right, Drew Carrymore.
Why in the world would she pick something like that when she can have Pamela Anderson or Britney Spears, somebody that's gorgeous?
I don't know why she wants that.
I wouldn't kick them out of bed.
Hold on. Here she is to discuss her love of Drew Carrymore.
First of all, Pam Anderson is a dirty whore. Why would I want to be with something that's all plasticky and fake?
But what about Britney?
I hate her.
Well, you're going to be her for Halloween tonight,
because
though.
It's funny.
Are there any black cats running around the studio on Halloween?
Meow.
All right. Goodbye, girls.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Get out of here, please.
I didn't know. I understand the comment about Pamela Anderson, but Britney Spears. Where's the hatred there? I don't understand. Because, you know, haven't people called Lisa Britney around here occasionally?
Well, I've been calling her. I called her Britney last night because I know she's been screaming that she's going to be Britney Spears tonight for Halloween.
So it's going to be a mock-up of Britney Spears.
Lisa, don't go running away.
No, see, you know, listen, here's the thing. I know how to handle this.
Okay.
I know women. Here's the thing with Lisa. She's got to be the prettiest girl. Any girl who's prettier than her is immediately set up for, she's going to take a fall.
Oh, okay.
Anyone not as pretty as Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you think?
That's what I think.
I think you're wrong.
That's what I've noticed.
No.
That's what I've noticed.
I like Jessica Simpson. She's pretty.
That's what I've noticed.
I think you're wrong.
I think I might be right.
I don't know there.
I've noticed sometimes. Well, what about sometimes like when you'll say something when we're all out together and you'll say something like, well,
hello.
Yeah. Okay. Like, because some guy will be staring at Lisa or say Lisa's hot. And the guy...
I know what you're talking about. And when somebody will say something, what was that guy staring at? And Lisa will say, hello, pointing to herself.
She points at her like,
hello, look at me.
Or I say, well, he is a heterosexual male. I'm like, come on.
Right. Hello.
But that's a joke. That's fun.
So, Brittany, you don't like Brittany?
No.
All right.
Don't you're like going to be Britney for Halloween.
Yeah, because so we're going to be Britney and Justin.
Are you going to be dissing Britney in your get-up in some way?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to be sassy.
All right, okay. Uh-huh. All right.
See? Because you got a problem with Britney. Because Britney's a cute girl.
All right, you guys.
She's going to cry.
Right, don't make her cry.
I hate her because she's rich and she's pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Okay, all right.
All right, get out of here.
Okay, get out of here.
Come on, get out of here.
Get out of here. We never had these problems with the other producer.
Yeah, he's in the Great Ape House now.
You know, the producer, the monkey.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't celebrate Halloween.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's harder to look at, Randy Johnson when he's on the mound, or Rosie O'Donnell's big fat head sitting behind the plate?
Oh, listen.
Was Rosie there last night?
No, no. Rosie had the Regis seat last night of the Yankees game.
Oh, my God.
We got home from the bowling. I said to my wife.
So she doesn't do her show, but she can go out to the game.
No, she did that to prove how brave she is.
Oh, God.
And listen, she sat there last night. I got home. I don't know what time I got home. A little after 10 o'clock. I said to her to turn the game on. It was still 1-1.
Right.
Right? So I say, oh, great. Yankees got a chance. Right away, Frida says, hey, look who's sitting in the Regis seat.
Yeah.
And it must be ABC tickets.
Actually, I think they're Modell's.
Okay,
the sporting goods store. It is, in fact, Big Fat Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my God.
And she's wearing what appears to be a yellow raincoat. She looks like, it looks like a goddamn school bus sitting there.
And I didn't see that. Damn it. I wasn't even paying. I mean, I watched the end of the game.
I watched it from, like, the, you know, baseball takes so goddamn long.
I watched it from the sixth inning on. I watched that game.
I got home, and it was still the middle of the fourth.
Yeah, it was a long game last night. Really long game.
And her head's gigantic. But what I want to know is, did anybody count how much she was eating?
What's the deal, though, with her going to the game, but yet she can't? She's canceled taping of her show.
Well, she's back. The taping is back. She took one week off, and she's back again. Yeah.
She's so brave.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why she went to the game last night, to show everyone that everything's okay in New York.
Oh, boy.
You know, I wish she would just donate. I know that she's one of the celebrities that really did donate her own money, so I can't bust her balls.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I'm glad she did that.
She did donate $1 million to the fire relief fund, but if she just donated $1 for every hot dog she ate last night,
right?
God damn, she was gigantic, man, and she was eating nonstop.
Of course, because she's not interested in the game.
Hello,
she'd only be interested in the game if it was like, you know, that movie that she was in with the girl players.
Or if it was the WLBA.
Absolutely. Then she'd be really riveted by the game, but right now it's like, what can I get next?
Or she can go with her boyfriend, Penny Marshall. Penny Marshall was dressing like Paula Poundstone more and more.
I saw Penny Marshall in one of those, I think it's on HBO where they do the taxi cab interview.
Yeah.
Where some lady, some cute ladies in the back of a taxi cab interviews Penny Marshall. And I seriously thought it was a man in costume. with a wig, and she had sunglasses on. I was like, well, thank you. And she had a stained sweatshirt.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, Dan.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
Just wanted to comment that Rosie O'Donnell, her outfit, the color, she kind of looked like a school bus back there.
I think I heard that somewhere before. I
wish we'd thought of that.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's very funny.
Always pay attention to the show. It's very, very, you know, and I do love watching Rudy at the games, though, you know, because Rudy, he's obviously, that's his moment where he is completely, he's left completely, he's departed all the troubles, and he's really, I mean, he is genuinely into it. You know when a guy is at a sporting event, whether he's faking it or not, you see those big piano key teeth of Giuliani's, that he's just going nuts. It's fun to watch.
All right, listen, Mr. Skin is on the line to do his Halloween thing here. We got to do a break first, but I do want to check in very quickly with little Joe Artinger, who's out doing some trick-or-treating right now.
That's a great
music. Hello, Joe?
Hello?
Joe, turn your radio down, Joe.
Hello?
Halloween.
Is this on the mic?
Come on, turn the radio down, Joe.
I want to tell him that I'm ready to trick-or-treat.
All right, Joe.
You guys sound different than you do on the radio.
Are you in the neighborhood, Joe?
Yeah, I've got a new costume.
What new costume?
I'm a dumbass caller. All right, here I am. I'm in an upscale condo complex.
Very good. All right, go to the first door.
All right.
Get ready for some real excitement. This is Joe trick-or-treating for beer.
I love his music.
It's music?
It's music with the beads in the doorway.
That's the
here
sound.
Here we go. And, I mean, there's like Range Rovers in the parking lot and stuff.
All right, very good.
Here we go. Ringing the doorbell. Knocking on the door.
Here we go. Joe Artinger.
I hope somebody's home.
Trick-or-treating for beer.
Break down.
You know what? I'm
I'm going to go to one with a car in front of it.
All right, do that, Joe.
Because a lot of these have garages, and it'll be a little better. Hold on, run down here and do this quick.
The sound you hear is Joe's cooler on wheels. That's his trick-or-treat bag.
This contraption that Wendell put together for him. It's a gigantic cooler on wheels.
Fantastic.
It's got a handle on it.
Yeah. I don't think Wendell put it together. I think you can go out and buy those. They make them that way.
But Wendell invented the cooler on wheels.
Wendell has the patent.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Joe,
hopefully somebody comes.
Trick-or-treating for beer now.
Have you knocked on the door or are you ringing the bell?
Both. Yeah, there's the doorbell. I can hear it.
We should just go to a house in the neighborhood rather than go to the upscale condos. All right, try another one, Joe.
Okay.
Try another one.
That's the sound of his wheels. With no beer in it yet. Hasn't even gotten a homeowner yet.
It's empty. See, he should have just gone like to the subdivision that's like half a mile from the radio station.
He's got time, Don. He's got a little time to maybe relocate. There he is, knocking on the door.
All right, I got a new one.
Okay, all right, here we go.
This one has decorations in front.
Good. All right. Good.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Here's my other guy. Just answered phone. All right, just came to the phone.
Go back over.
All right, go over there.
Hold on, guy.
God damn.
Trick or treat. You got a beer? I'm Joe from the Don and Mike show. I'm trick or treating for beer today. See my bag? Do you have a beer?
Open it up.
No, I haven't gotten any. Nobody's answered yet. You can't let me leave with an empty cooler.
This will be great if he gets a beer.
Can you hook it up?
You're a little old to be trick-or-treating.
I'm a little old for a lot of things. Okay, the gentleman's gone inside.
Oh, yeah!
Okay. Can you get a gun?
Just get a gun.
Joe, he sounded like he was. Did he smile?
He was actually rubbing the sleep out of his eyes. I think I woke him up.
Oh, dear.
All right. Christ, it's almost 1 o'clock.
Oh, here we go. Oh, thank you. A Miller Genuine Draft.
Yeah!
Yeah. Okay. I'll put it in my cooler. Thank you from the Don and Mike Show.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. There he goes with his cooler on wheels.
There's another place with some cars in front of it.
All right, listen, you know we're running terribly late. If you can do it real fast, do it. Do it. Go ahead.
Hold on, I'll run across.
This is killing me. This is really killing me. You got a Miller Genuine Draft.
Another speed bump.
Oh, my God. Joe and his cooler on wheels. His first successful house, he got a beer.
Listen, this place has steps. Ringing the doorbell.
Very good.
Knocking on the door.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a dog.
No.
Always nice that there's a dog.
These people have the American flag out, and they got two cars in front.
Two patriots.
Right, maybe they're there.
Hey, trick or treat. My name's Joe from the Ton of Mike Show. Do you have a beer?
Yeah, I did have a beer.
Yes, please.
That's
all right, number two, guys.
Is she going in to get a beer?
Yeah. She said, yes, I do have a beer. Do you want one?
This is killing me. I swear to God. Oh, my God.
You're listening to Joe Trick or Treat for Beer.
And we'll find out what flavor it is.
What flavor it is, yes. Well, fine Miller products, you know.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, a Heineken. Happy Halloween to the Don Mike Show. And good day to you, man.
It's like getting full size.
I got a bottle of Heineken.
Oh. All right, Joe, listen, go find another neighborhood. We got to have Mr. Skin on, and we'll talk to you right after that.
Okay.
All right, good job, Joe.
I'll find a good place.
All right, there he is.
Two for two.
Joe Artinger and his beer cooler on wheels.
Who would have thunk it? He got two in a row.
Jesus Christ.
I'm Joe Artinger. Somebody's not getting a shotgun.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dave. Hi, you're on the air.
I just want to say you guys rock. That's all I got to say. And also, did you see the thing about Rosie O'Donnell last night? Best part, I watched, I had to go to work. I watched most of the first inning. The best part was whenever they would show slow-mos of pitches and stuff, and they would zoom in, all you would see is Rosie O'Donnell's fat hand go even slower to her face. the chewing in slow motion, that was classic, classic.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you could not miss the fact that she was eating just like a pig.
And then whenever she would cheer, she would open her giant fat mouth. It looked like she was about to swallow her little adopted kid over there.
Get in my belly. Yankees. Okay, thank you, Dave.
All right, later, guys.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye. All right, listen, the Halloween fun continues in a moment.
All right.
Joe out trick-or-treating and...
For beer.
Mr. Skin and his Halloween special coming up next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And who do we like to call? Just people.
Right, just people.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. From New York, D.C. Seattle, Portland, Bakersfield, Iowa City, Las Vegas. Here's your national number, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., your special hotline is 202-432-1067.
Listen until you are exploding your seed. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now we're starting our biggest giveaway ever tomorrow. The Don and Mike Show giving away a brand new 2002 Mercedes.
A Mercedes.
For Christmas. We're giving away one key a day. Starting tomorrow, November 1st, the key party is December 14th.
What a great party it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Win a key, come down, we'll have a big listener party. Sit in the car, live on the radio, your key starts the car, boom, you win.
Hey, about a 1 in 25 chance, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I think they've done the math and maybe like 33 shows or something between now and then.
Excellent.
So you got a good chance of winning. And if you live in the tri-state area, listen to us on WNEW, you win a key. Mm-hmm. Amtrak brings you down to D.C. for free for the key show.
We thank them for that.
If you live in one of the other affiliate cities, well... call the station and tell them to buy you a bus ticket to get you out here. Actually, the station in Iowa City said...
they'll get you here.
That if anybody from Iowa City wins a ticket, they'll get them here.
By mule!
The rest of the the rest of the cities, Seattle, Vegas, Portland, Bakersfield, they got dick. So, but listen, you know, airfares are so low anyway. It might be worth a shot.
Yeah.
If you live in Seattle and you win a key... you know, so you spend 79, because you can get like round trip airfare for $79 each way. You know, you pay $150, you fly in, and maybe
you get the best fare, and you come out here for the cheap, right. Cheap, and then maybe you get a car out of the deal, you drive your car back home.
Absolutely. So just buy a one way ticket, or no, don't buy a one way ticket, because that's when they flag you when you buy a one way ticket.
That's
now.
Right. Yes, yeah, it might slow you up at the airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, of course today is Halloween. Scared kid.
Woo!
Scared kids?
Very scary.
Oh, we got Joe out for beer. More of that in a second. Oh, as a matter of fact, who is this? I know Mr. Skin's on one of these lines. Just give me one second. Hello. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Hey.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. I got a sign in the window. I'm waiting for Joe.
I'm waiting for Joe. There you go. See, Joe's going to be popular around. He could trick or treat till about midnight.
You got a sign in your window for him? What does the sign say?
It says, hey, Joe, I got what you're looking for. Corona box stop cut off.
Okay.
All right. Street. I'm right away, man. Come on down.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Petite.
Bye-bye.
I bet Joe will make a few friends on this pilgrimage.
No doubt.
You think you could trick-or-treat for pot?
That's a different equation.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just thinking Joe. Or no, you know what? I take it back. What I've recently learned about Joe is that Joe's fetish is not pot.
Yeah, if he, well, as he discussed earlier, if he sees someone that may be a bit infirm that might appear to be in chronic pain, he could ask for maybe one of their pain relievers. Yeah.
Joe would like to trick-or-treat for Vicodin or for Darvocet or Percocet.
There's no real reason why, you know, he couldn't ask for a beer and then a pain reliever.
Joe goes and...
It's a good mix.
Someone gives him, like, a Tylenol number 3 with codeine, and he goes... Oh, dude, don't you have anything better than that?
Man, I'm going to trick you.
Okay.
That's not a treat.
Joining us now for his Halloween special is our good friend, Mr. Skin. Here he is.
All right. Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Mr. Skin.
What a genius this man is.
Yes, and we had the pleasure when we were up in Boston of actually meeting Mr. Skin.
Yeah, and I actually have your guys' picture with me on my wall of fame at the Skin offices, so it's cool to have that there.
If you've never been to MrSkin.com, you should go because this guy, he knows it all in his head. He's like Rain Man, but on his website, he can tell you, you name a celebrity, you name a girl, he'll tell you what movie she's been naked in.
Yeah, like when we're talking about horror movies, the movie that comes to mind that, you know, made a big star, in fact, a lot of big stars, was that Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 with Renee Zellweger, but there's no nudity in that, right?
No, no.
That's a drag.
Yeah, Renee hasn't gotten naked yet, which is too bad.
Yeah, we'd like to see that. Mr. Skin is on today, of course, to promote his website, MrSkin.com, but also as a Halloween special, Mr. Skin's going to be telling us his favorite nude scenes from your favorite scary movie.
And what's good about that is that because they're all on cable, so many of them right now, you might be able to surf just based on Mr. Skin's recommendation.
Take notes. Hey, you got a list here?
I put together a top 10 list of great horror movies with, more importantly, great celeb nudity in them.
All right, let's do this backwards, number 10 to number 1.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Well, number 10 is a movie called Jack Frost. Now, it's not the Michael Keaton movie, Jack Frost. This came out in the late 90s, and it's about a snowman that terrorizes a small town. So as you can see here, I'm really picking some classic horror movies.
Oh, and some obscure ones, too. Yeah. I've never heard of that
thing.
Movie.
Well, here's what's cool about it. Shannon Elizabeth, the girl from American Pie, does her debut nude scene in this. This was before anyone knew her, and after the snowman gets her, you see her in the shower, then you know she's dead during one of the scenes, but you get a nice shot of Shannon Elizabeth's breasts in this.
Okay, so that's number 10.
Number 10 is Jack Frost.
And I'd say something. I've been fooled on cable because I've seen parts of this movie, Jack Frost.
You mean the movie he's talking about?
Yeah. And I've been fooled when I've seen on the top of the screen on the DSS Jack Frost, and it's that dumbass movie where Michael Keaton gets turned into a talking snowman.
Horrible movie.
Don't make that mistake. Okay. No nudity in the Michael Keaton version.
All right, so that's Shannon Elizabeth, and you just get to see those gorgeous boobs.
Yes, she looks great.
All right, number 9.
Number 9 is a movie called Swamp Thing. You guys probably have heard of this.
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, now, it came out in the theaters in 1981. If you saw it in the theaters, there was no nudity. If you saw it on video, there was no nudity. But they released it on DVD last year, and thank God for DVD. They added a 45-second scene, a deleted scene of Adrian Barbeau waiting around topless in the swamp.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's like worth going out to get the DVD.
Exactly.
Mr. Skin, what year did that movie come out?
Well, it came out in about 1981, but the DVD came out last year, and they threw this deleted scene in. You know, they're thinking they just throw it in. When I heard about this, I went nuts because I had watched Maude in the 70s. I always wanted to see Adrian Barbeau naked.
As did I. Yeah. I mean, we're about the same age because everybody always wanted to see Adrian Barbeau's boobs.
Oh, she had huge breasts. She had like the biggest breasts on TV for about 10 years.
And she's like,
girl had knocker.
45 seconds, she's topless?
Yeah, she's just waiting around. Anyone that's seen her knows she could never drown during that scene, but she looks awesome.
I want to say that right there. That's worth this whole segment.
Absolutely.
Adrian Barbeau. The closest I've come is in that Escape from New York movie.
Yeah, right. But you know, the cleavage in that alone is better than most actresses' nude scenes. She was bouncing around in Escape from New York, but this is it. You get
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, you must realize how many people are going to really race out by that DVD, probably tonight. You'll be fast-forwarding through it. For those that might want to do that, where in the movie does it fall? Do you know?
Well, it's in the deleted scene, so it's not in the movie. movie. They added it as a deleted scene.
Added as a deleted scene, so easier to get.
Easy to find.
Yeah, all right. You don't even have to watch the movie. Just watch the deleted scene.
Number eight on your list.
Number eight is a movie called Iced from 1988. It's about a serial killer at a ski resort. You guys were just playing the Addams Family music.
Right.
Remember Little Wednesday, Lisa Loring on that show?
Yes.
This is her 20 years later. Full frontal nude, and at one point as she's stepping into the hot tub, you get a great view of her own thing during this, and it's really nice. She has a lot of nudity in this movie. It's called Iced from 1988.
And again, I applaud you, because who doesn't want to see Little Wednesday Addams all grown up?
Absolutely.
Grown up and naked. Okay, number seven
is a movie I think is a real scary one. Rosemary's Baby from the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the deal. Mia Farrow is the girl naked in this, but you may say, okay, I saw the Mia Farrow hanging out with Woody Allen. Well, she definitely lost a few steps by then. This is her when she was married to Frank Sinatra, so you gotta figure she was hot at the time, and she does. She looks great and has some great nudity in Rosemary's Baby, so you can see Mia Farrow naked in Rosemary's Baby.
Now, do you see top and bottom?
Top and bottom.
Top and bottom, okay. That's number seven. What's number six?
Number six, a movie called Cat People. Now, this is a cable classic. It's from the early 80s. It has Malcolm McDowell, Klaus Kinski, and the gorgeous Nastasha Kinski. And I think when they filmed this movie, they decided to just cut costs with the wardrobe budget because she's pretty much naked throughout the whole film.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, late in the movie especially, some great full frontal of Nastasha Kinski.
And she in her day was a hottie.
Oh, yeah, she's still hot.
Yeah, she's still a hottie.
Yeah, she's still hot.
So now, listen, we're only halfway through. Now we're to number five.
Number five. Now, this is a sleeper, hard to find, but definitely worth checking out. It's called Monster in the Closet. And the reason I bring this up, I don't know about you guys, but I get a little sick of every actress that's nude being 26 years old with fake breasts. But this has Stella Stevens, who you might know from the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of hers. She was 50 years old. She has about a five-minute shower scene where she's sudsing them up in there. And I got to tell you.
Stella Stevens, just for people that don't know, she is in the Poseidon Adventure, married to Ernest Borgnine.
Right.
Just for people that might not know who we're talking about here.
Only in the movies could Ernest Borgnine get a babe like that.
Right.
But, yeah.
Is she hot?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And her
She the little blonde girl?
She has great. You'd like it because she has incredible breasts.
Yeah, and they're real. And, you know, again, they were real. She had about 38 double E's in the shower for 5 minutes.
Okay. Give me just a piece of historical perspective. She was the romantic lead in the original Nutty Professor with Jerry Lewis.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's how old she is, but very fine.
All right, well, you know, that's an obscure one at number five, but I'll go with it.
Very good.
Number four is not obscure. You guys have all seen it. The movie Halloween, the John Carpenter classic from 1978.
Sure.
The thing about this, Jamie Lee Curtis made her debut in the movie, but she is not naked. The babe that gets naked is PJ Souls. And you guys probably remember PJ Souls from the movie Stripes. She was getting the spatula treatment from Bill Murray.
Right. Oh, she's cute.
Oh, she's a hottie.
Gorgeous, man. Yeah. So she's in bed, topless. Mike Myers walks in. She thinks it's her boyfriend. He's got the sheet pulled over with the glasses. Now, here's the thing. The topless scene is great when she's in bed. It kind of gets ruined seconds later when she has the phone cord tied around her neck. Enjoy the part while she's in bed.
Okay.
So that's PJ Souls in the movie Halloween is number four.
Very good. So now here we go. Mr. Skin's top three.
Yeah, top three. This is number three, horror movies with great celeb skin. Number three, doppelganger. Drew Barrymore, now here's the key, she's 18 years old, and it's before her breast reduction.
Lisa's going nuts now.
Our producer told us today she would do Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, Lisa's a big Drew Barrymore fan.
Yeah, this is amazing, because Drew, at the time, was 18, had about 34 D's, and has since reduced them, but this is her when she was 18 years old, in the shower. It's a long scene, plus the water in the shower turns to blood. So it's a pretty interesting scene. So if you're a Drew Barrymore fan, this is by far her best movie for nudity.
Wow. Bonus, the water turns to blood.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Well, it's a horror movie. What are you going to do?
There are a lot of guys that like Drew Barrymore. There's nothing we can do about it.
All right, number two
is a movie called The Hunger. This is a vampire classic from the early 80s. David Bowie's in the movie. movie, but the good news is he is not naked.
Good.
Catherine Deneuve and Susan Sarandon have one of the hottest lesbo scenes in movie history.
Now, and back when was this movie made?
1984.
Ooh, so there goes.
Susan Sarandon is supposed to have, like, the best tease in the world, right?
Yeah, in her day.
And this is, again, this is Susan Sarandon when she was in her prime. And it's funny because they do the thing. Most lesbian scenes in movies start out with two girls having a bottle of wine, which is what's happening here. And Susan Sarandon spills a little wine on her T-shirt. So, of course, she has to take it off. No bra. Next thing you know, they're in bed. Vampire sex. It's awesome.
There you go.
Well,
yeah.
What's the name of that one, Mr. Skin?
The Hunger.
The Hunger. And that leads us to... All right, everybody. Now, get ready. This is the... This is number...
Number something or other.
Number one.
The number one horror movie with great celeb skin. I consider this like the Citizen Kane of celebrity nude movies. Embrace of the Vampire, the 1995 Alyssa Milano flick.
Oh, yes, yeah!
She's the girl from Who's the Boss?
Bravo!
Charmed, Eva Save-A-Lot. I have no idea why she did this movie, but the great thing is she did do it. Now, the funny thing about this, if you ever go to a video store, Embrace of the Vampire is never in. And I have a theory. I just think guys rent it and then say, you know what? I'm not returning it. I'm just going to pay the fine.
Now, how much of Alyssa Milano do you get naked in this movie?
Well, you get a ton of breasts and buns, and then there is one scene where she's changing in a bathroom where, you know, she's Italian, so from the side you get a little muff shot.
Yeah.
That just means you got a pretty thick one if you get a side shot of it.
Okay. It was like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, and, you know, there's so many guys that are in love with Alyssa Milano.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be great. Embrace of the Vampire, number one.
Out of Mr. Skin's top ten that he gave us, the one that I got to get is I got to see Adrian Barbosa's.
I was going to agree. I'll agree with you. I was going to say Embrace of the Vampire and then The Hunger with that deleted scene.
Yep.
I mean, I wish they were sitting in front of us right now.
Got to do it. Got to make it happen. Mr. Skin, your website is still www.mrskin.com?
Yes, it is.
And wait, listen, hold on. We got someone who's got a question about a current celeb. If you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. Jim, you're on with Mr. Skin.
Hey, Mr. Skin. How you doing?
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Pretty good. I had a question. I've never heard anybody ask about it. Rose McGowan.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody knows about it, but I didn't know if you knew about it or not. I wanted to know if you found it yet. There's a movie called The Doom Generation.
Yeah, I have it at the site. It's by far her best movie.
Oh, that's the greatest nude scene with Rose McGowan.
Yeah, she's in the tub, and I have a rule about nude scenes. Like, I judge nudity by the quality of the lighting. Most important. I mean, a girl could be stark naked, and you need night vision goggles. What good is that?
Right.
She's in the tub, and you get a clear view of her breasts. It's a long scene. She's just sitting there, and she, again, this was early in her career before she was famous.
Great.
Plus, she has a two-on-one with... two other guys. It's just a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yep. All right, let's go to Ethan here. Ethan, you're on with Mr. Skin.
Hey, Mr. Skin, Dominic, how you guys doing?
Great,
hey,
thanks.
Hey, that Jack Frost movie, you didn't explain exactly what was going on in the scene with Ken and Elizabeth.
Okay, why don't you?
Well, basically they were in the tub and the snowman was using his carrot, if you know what I mean.
Yes, exactly. And it's pretty funny because the water... and she's in the tub, and he makes the water become snow. So then, yeah, like I said, it's not a good movie, but it's got great Shannon Elizabeth nudity.
All right, very good. All right.
It's a great movie. I bought it just for that scene.
All right, get
out
of here.
That's how I am, too.
Thank
you. Goodbye, Ethan.
Bye-bye.
Well, Mr. Skin, what can I say? You're in our all-time favorite guest on the show.
Thanks so much, guys.
The website is MrSkin.com. We love having him on the show.
He always comes to play, always knows his stuff.
Thanks for your Halloween Top 10. Any chance... You'll have a Christmas top 10?
Well, you know what I'll do is I'll put together, if you want, for the around Thanksgiving, I can put a turkey list together, the top 10 babes that should never have taken their
Christmas. Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, fantastic.
Please do.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, Mr. Skin. Right,
take care, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Blake Edwards, SOB.
he's on like a million radio shows now. But
he's so good. We got to have him because he's fantastic.
But back in the day, he was exclusive on the Don and Mike show.
He was fantastic. Yeah. Always been great.
We were the first national show that he was on, and after he was on, called the next day to say that his server was down, that he had never had as many web hits, and he had done like some local stuff, but never had been on a national show.
Yeah, isn't it amazing of all the guests we've ever had, the most prepared guest, always,
absolutely.
Mr. Skin.
And we always thought that he was a guy like that, had a computer in front of him, Well, when we were up at Sam Adams, that big thing with Jim Cook, we sat there and we looked at Mr. Skin because he was in person.
He did it off the top of his head, all of it.
I mean, he's a savant. He's a sexual savant, he is. And his site is www.mrskin.com.
All right.
He's a good guest. Now, I don't know about you, but I sure am ready to get back to little Joe Ardner going out, Joe Ardinger going out to trick-or-treating for beer.
Yeah, with his trick-or-treat bag on wheels.
We'll get to that right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P-I-G pig.
Ladies, let them push your head. Don and Mike.
Right. Got to make an important call to the CH. Connie, honey.
You stopped me there for a second. I had to process.
My CH.
Caught me by surprise.
Your lovely bride.
Yes.
Caught me by surprise, man.
My CBCH. My child bride, Connie, honey. Got to make sure about the candy. The candy.
Candy.
For tonight.
Hello.
I always love this part.
It's full service. It's got to be.
Full size.
Full size. Mm-hmm. Full service. I mean, we've got to be.
I'm excited because this is the first time with our new schedule that I'm going to have real Halloween with my kids. I'm excited.
Well, where the hell is she? This has got to be the one stop.
You got me doing it today. I called my wife who was on the way to the Costco and I said, are you getting full size?
Yeah.
She said, absolutely. You've influenced an entire generation of employees.
Never give away fun size. Mm-hmm. Always give away full size.
Don't pull a Goldstein on people.
And as a matter of fact, this year, if she's not bought it yet, I'm gonna even one up it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Connie, where are you? God
I
damn it!
Leave a message or not, whatever.
Ah, crap! She's not there. Mm-hmm. What I want her to do is, I was in 7-Eleven the other day and I saw the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
They got a thing now. I don't know how long they've been. They probably have been selling them forever. You get four of them?
Yeah, the super size.
That's what I want to get.
Super size Reese's?
That's what I want to give away.
That is generosity. That is that you set a precedent in your neighborhood. Your house will be recognized. If you do this, thing, your house will be recognized as the stellar house. Now, are there neighbors in your neighborhood that try to one-up each other as far as candy?
No, but there are neighbors in my neighborhood who are cheap bastards.
Wow.
Who incidentally last year gave pencils. Okay.
Oh, that
what
sucks.
What kid wants to go up and put his bag out there and get a freaking pencil?
I always felt the same way when I used to get the ball of corn.
So what I want to do is hi Lisa.
Hi, I used to have a neighbor who used to give out pennies.
Oh,
oh my God. Sad.
Like two to each kid.
Pennies. You know what that is? That's an invitation to have those pennies thrown through a window.
Yeah, exactly. Or have, your basic toilet paper decoration.
So what I want to do this year is go really just shove it down everybody's throats, do the four-pack of Reese's peanut butter cups and the Kit Kat bars.
The long one?
No, I want to get the one that's like as big as an index card.
You drop a ton of cash on your candy.
Like I want to get one that big?
Yeah, the super. Oh my God, I'm going to trick or treat at your house.
Yeah, right.
That's incredible. It's an expense though, because I mean, how many trick or treaters do you average getting at your house?
I get 30 or 40.
30.
Okay. 30 or 40 kids come by.
Because I mean, in your neighborhoods that are your neighborhoods with house after house after house, that can work into I think you could cut somebody a slack for the full size Snickers.
Yeah, no, sure, of course. But, I mean, it all gets back to, the thing about tip your mailman, tip your garbage man, tip your recycle guys. Mm-hmm. Make sure that, and what I imagine is when the kids get home and they pour out their pillow sacks of the candy, at some point the parent is going to say, oh, my God, look at that. Look at the size. Where did you get that? Mm-hmm. And they say, we got that from the sources, and then the parent.
Well, I'm luckier than you are because where I live, there are not a lot of trick or treaters, so I'm very, very, out there in the middle of nowhere. But we do get a few, and anybody that comes by the O'Mara residence is going to be unbelievably pleased this year. I don't want to one up you or anything like that.
What?
It's going to be big time.
What? What are you doing?
Calamari.
Hello, Anthony.
Makes the bag grease.
Anthony.
Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys are great. Listen, thanks. The four-pack of Reese's are called the king size. I give them out every year.
Do you really? Good man, Anthony.
And I love Reese's peanut butter cups, so whatever's left over, I eat them all.
There you go. That's the thing. You give out the candy that you love. That's the way it's got to be.
You're the man. Anthony, where are you calling from?
Jersey.
Well, what's your neighborhood?
I live in Edison.
Edison, New Jersey. See?
Yes.
Kids, listen to me now. All of you in the tri-state area, go to Edison, New Jersey tonight. You get your king-size Reese's peanut butter cups.
They're big packs.
Yeah, they are.
At my house, I'm giving out turkeys and slabs of bacon.
Hello, John and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm here. Hey, let me tell you about some serious trick-or-treat generosity.
Okay.
We got 10 bags last year and had maybe 30 kids come by.
All right.
I mean, do the math. Those kids were hurting.
Oh, so you gave, like, tons of candy to each kid?
Yeah.
Were they full size? Turn your radio down.
Sorry, man. I did the value size.
Oh, the value No, value size sucks every time. You got to do at least regular size, full size if you can, king size if you want to just get the reputation in the neighborhood.
And bite size, absolutely not. Fun size. I mean, why even celebrate Halloween?
And listen, don't and don't bother giving away like the separately wrapped atomic fireballs, where you just like where they come on the big gigantic string and right. And I've actually, well, I know because I go through my kid. Well, my kid doesn't trick or treat anymore, but in previous years he would go through and there would be like. You get like a string of like 100 atomic fireballs, each of them in their own little packet, and someone would actually rip them off one at a time. And like I'd go, one fireball? Who gave this to you? Mm-hmm. And I would make a mental note of that parent.
Well, the thing is, you're within Halloween etiquette if you're giving away full-size candy bars to take the bowl in your left hand, cup your left hand around the bowl, and then place the individual candy bars in each bag.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you do give away the full size, you could be depleted a lot quicker if kids come in and grab a handful.
No,
you obviously will not allow the trick-or-treaters to take a handful of super-sized.
No, I hand them out. I hand them out.
That's the way it's done.
Do that.
And technically, really, you know, I just, you know, anything you had to reach and grab a handful of, it's, you know, there's no quality control.
And frankly, I'll be honest, the bastards on the street, the kids I don't like, I won't tell you what to do. Nothing like razor blades or nothing.
Jesus
nothing like razor blades or nothing. But let me just say that
you have a separate bowl?
They get the lesser candy.
I understand.
You have the
primo bowl and the secondary bowl of, like, what, Zagnuts?
I believe, Rob, you'll be able to help me with it.
Yeah.
They come in a little box. They're yellow.
Lemonhead.
Yes.
Suck candy.
That's for the kids I don't like.
Lemonheads?
They get a box of Lemonheads.
From, And from last year.
Oh, there is. I don't think they've actually made a lemon head since 1958.
Same one.
The Ferrara Pan Company, and they'll turn your mouth yellow, and this is the only pleasing side effect of this candy.
Well, really, and there's only a couple of little bastards that I do that to.
Well, they're incorrigibles, right? They're the ones that really don't deserve the big candy.
Right. So what I'll do is as the other ones.
So you're giving away Kit Kats and Reese's?
Yes. You got to, Mike.
Will you ever double up? Will you ever give a kid a super-sized Reese's and a Kit Kat at the same bag if you got a particularly nice kid?
Or a particularly hot kid.
Or a hot mom.
Yes.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
When the MILFs come by, I always say to the MILFs, I'll hold it up and go, happy holidays to you.
Right.
Make sure that the MILF sees me putting the big thing in her kid's thing.
Very cool. Very exciting.
But I love doing that to the little bastards, too. I love if there's like five of them in front of me, and there's one kid that I don't like for whatever reason. He's like,
for whatever. And that reason can actually take place at the moment of trick-or-treating. It doesn't have to be a child in the neighborhood you know.
There's nothing greater than going, okay, let's, oh, that is, you're so cute, you're Dick Tracy, look. Full-size Reese's. Oh, look at you, Tinkerbell. Full-size Reese's. Oh, look, you're an Indian chief. Here, lemon balls.
Lemon head.
I love it. I freaking love it.
You know, the truth is, really, I was making that calamari joke, but frankly, I don't buy candy for my house.
No.
Because in 5 years in the neighborhood, we have not gotten one. Not one.
Maybe that's the giant signs.
The signs.
Go away.
Beware.
Go away.
No, we do what I hate to do is, but I have to do it.
You're a poacher. You go to someone else's neighborhood.
Well, it's my sister-in-law's house. And, you know, frankly, I have no other options. My kids are going to have Halloween, and I don't want them to have to go to, like, a Halloween party. I want them to have the thrill that is trick-or-treating. And, you know, but I do feel like a poacher. I really do. But if you're emanating from a house where you have family, it's not as bad as, like, driving into a neighborhood totally without any connection at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, isn't it? Please?
Yes.
Okay?
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
I mean, I have no other option. You know, you remember I told you the story about my neighbor that hid in the goddamn bushes?
Yeah.
When we went up and we, you know, my two tiny kids at the time, and I knock on the door, and it's like, well, I guess no one's home. And then I turn around to get back in the car, and I look down, and there she is wearing a red sweatshirt hiding in the bushes. I was like, thank you. Thanks so much for hiding from your neighbors.
All right, thank you, Anthony. I think that was Anthony. I don't know who that. Who was that? Was that another call we had taken?
I don't know.
Oh, hold on. You know who's on line number 7?
Sure.
It's Joe Ardinger.
All right.
I am caller 100.
We're ready for another exciting edition of Joe Goes Trick-or-Treating for Beer.
Yep.
Joe has his giant beer cart on wheels behind him.
Joe Ardinger, trick-or-treating for beer and painkillers.
He has no costume on. He's wearing his Stones t-shirt, the one with the big giant tongue coming out of the lips. Joe, are you in a residential area now?
Yes, very exclusive neighborhood in Old Town Fairfax.
All right, well then, go to it.
Okay, here we go.
A real rival where he goes.
Speaking of MILFs, by the way.
Oh, you got She-Hog?
Well, no, this is across the street, but I'm
okay.
I got a nice cul-de-sac with a bunch of cars in it. So.
All right.
Standing by right now.
With your trick-or-treat basket on wheels.
Cooler on wheels.
And so far, if your running count is a Miller Genuine Draft and a Heineken.
And a Heine. Red Star. All right, this place is cold. We're going to have to move on.
Go across the street, Joe.
That's Joe with his prison talk.
And the sound you're hearing is Joe's cooler on wheels being pulled behind him.
Here we go. This place looks promising. Cigarette butts in the yard. Here we go.
It's a good sign for you.
Buzz, a man after my own heart.
Joe, you're picking him up and smoking.
Here we go. There's a tyke. Hi, trick-or-treat.
More prison time.
I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show, and I'm trick-or-treating for beer. Do you have any beer? No? Okay, well, happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
Ask for a Percocet.
How about Percocet? No Percocet. Okay, well, happy Halloween.
All right, there's...
Were they nice, Joe?
She's in shock.
Okay. Get out of there before the weapon comes out.
Turn on your radio. All right, let's move on.
Okay, Leo, let's move on.
Let's move on quickly.
Quickly.
Here's a tyke.
Before the police get here.
Maybe not a Percocet. Maybe she just asked for an Advil.
Hey, by the way, Don, there's nothing wrong with Tylenol 3.
Oh, you don't turn those down, Joe?
No, you know, they sell them over the counter in Canada.
I didn't know that.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Don't believe this was
here
Canada.
We go.
All right. House look occupied, Joe?
Oh, it's got a van in the driveway. And lots of decorations.
I hope the house is down by the river.
Now, keep in mind, it's the middle of the day. You know, no one's trick-or-treating now except Joe for beer.
And if this doesn't work, I know there's a house where the MILF was, right, just across the street.
Probably just as well there's plenty of daylight.
Probably.
Looking cold, Joe?
No, hold on. These are big houses.
What are they, like McMansions?
Yeah, well, they're a little better than the McMansions. They're all brick and no siding.
Gotcha.
Double car garage and all that good stuff. All right, this place is cold.
All right, go to the mill
side. One more time.
One more.
This has probably been the goal all along, to end up at this house.
Oh. Hi, trick-or-treat. I'm trick-or-treating for beer. I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Do you have a beer?
Hello. What are you doing?
I'm trick-or-treating. And I'm getting beer. See? Oh, no.
What?
One of my beers broke.
Joe, the Heineken?
No, fortunately, it's a Miller Genuine Draft.
Oh,
okay. Leak. Do you have any beer? One of mine sprung a leak.
I think you better go to neighbor.
Trick or treat.
Okay. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, is he shut out again? She sounded quite sweet, Joe.
No, she was Broomhilda.
I thought she was.
Here we go.
I thought she was the MILF.
No, now we're at the MILF house.
Now we're at the MILF.
Here we go at the MILF house. This is a beer cart.
Listen to his wheels.
That's how one broke.
Yeah, that sucks, man. That's alcohol abuse.
Joe. Or you'll be able to lick down the cooler.
I don't know about that. The last person that had this cooler was Wendell.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, trick or treat.
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike Show. My name's Joe. Do you have any beer?
I don't think so.
You can't help me out?
No,
two other people have been very nice. You seem very nice.
I'm very nice, but I don't live here.
Oh, okay. Oh.
What did she say?
What did she say, Joe?
Thank you.
Doesn't live there.
She was very nice, but she doesn't live here.
Oh, she doesn't live there.
She's a nanny.
That's just bad luck, Joe. You think if she was the primary residence dweller that she'd be able to give you?
No, I think she was the mother-in-law. She was not the MILF.
Oh, she wasn't the MILF.
No, you got one more house there, or should I break?
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Let's give this one more shot at this break. Joe's hit some bad luck after getting two beers originally.
Yeah.
Now he's been shut out three houses in a row.
Yeah, seems to be settling into that rejection, that routine rejection.
We need a happy ending here.
Maybe you got to go back to those condos.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Those condos are white trash compared to these places.
Joe, a little socioeconomic study as we trick or treat for beer.
Well, these people are like too upscale.
Yeah.
Ask for a Merlot or something.
Trick or treat, do you have any Merlot?
I'm here for Cristal.
Trick or treat, could I have a bottle?
I'm going one more place with the car. I got to run up the street for it.
This is the sound of Joe running with his cooler.
There's no wonder that beer broke. No wonder the Miller broke.
Yeah, he's just hauling it around like a maniac.
All right, here we go.
Need shock absorber.
Welcome to my breakdown. I hope I didn't scare you. That's just the way we are when we come down.
Are you there, Joe?
Hold on. The big house. That one lady was on a balcony.
Oh, really?
The Broomhilda one.
Oh, okay.
Come on, people.
Did she tell you to be quiet first, Joe? Is that what she was telling you?
That was the woman that I just went to.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, it must have been quite a run down the street.
Yeah.
Breakdown.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
What's wrong, Joe?
No one's home.
No one's home.
There's a sponge driveway anyway. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hey, I got a genius on the phone. He's going to tell you you're in the wrong neighborhood, like we don't know that already. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, if he wants beer, man, he's got to go to a low-rent district. I mean, if you knock on my door, I'd give him a beer, a Xanax, and say, hey, have a good day.
Yeah, and what what type of neighborhood? Do you live in apartments? Do you live in townhouses?
Yeah, we're in single houses.
Single house, single family house.
All right, Joe, listen, we're going to do a break. Get in the Joe-mobile and go to a slightly less upscale neighborhood.
As a matter of fact, maybe lower scale than the very first neighborhood. You know, maybe
I know exactly where to go. Right, you should be asking for Chardonnay up in there.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jim.
There you go.
All right, and Joe, we'll talk to you in the next break.
Great.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is where the MILF lives.
I like this music. Yeah. It's real good, isn't it?
Joe's theme.
Alice. Joe's theme. Welcome to my nightmare. And that is a nightmare.
Welcome to my breakdown.
You open the door and there's Joe with a Stones t-shirt on.
Chick-a-cheek.
You got a beer? All right, maybe Joe will complete his mission in a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Buzz. Buzz.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys, if I show up at y'all's house tonight dressed up as Mike, will I get a beer and liquor?
If you show up dressed as who?
Mike.
Me?
Yeah.
As Mike O'Mara? Will you get a what?
Will I get beer and liquor?
Beer and liquor.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Happy Halloween, fellas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kind of threw away the beer and liquor.
Yeah, I don't know.
But don't show up.
Caller of the day right there. That's our best guess. We have got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
This is Homer Simpson saying howdy to all the girls out there in Radio Land.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. A stellar job today, I might add.
877-365-3636. That's the nationwide number from Washington, D.C. Your phone number, 202-432-1067.
They were born zoo, Don and Mike.
Yep, we were. Let's go to Mike, Newburgh,
hey,
New York.
How you doing?
Mike, hi, you're on the air.
I got three quick things for you.
Yeah.
Number one, it's my first time talking to you guys. I'm real excited.
You guys are the
greatest thing on the radio. Buzz, you're wonderful. I love you, man.
Thanks.
You should be working for CNN. No offense to you, Donna Mike. He should be working in CNN. It's a great news voice.
Right. Well, people have said that we should be working at CNN also.
It's true.
Cleaning up the anthrax problems that they have there.
All right, what else, Mike?
Number two is... You know, I love you guys, but not everybody's got all the money you got to be having big, giant pieces of candy to give out.
Well, no, that's true, but you can do your part. I mean, even if you're on a limited budget, you can go with full size.
You and your fancy candy.
Yeah, you don't have to do
Mr. Fancy Candy.
You don't have to do what I'm doing because let's face it, I'm a man of means.
Yeah, that's right.
But you can, the little people out there.
That's true.
All you little brains.
Do the way you want.
You can.
Or you can make your own candy.
That little brains. That's from the Albert Brooks movie. You ever seen Defending Your Life?
Yeah, right, exactly, with a little bit. Use a tiny portion of their brain. I use 35% of my brain.
And Albert, they say to Albert Brooks, how much do you think you use? And Albert Brooks says, 25%. And they say, you use 1%. And he's like, I am the dumbest man on the earth.
Exactly.
But no, listen, you can still buy full-size candy, even if you do what I do. And just the kids whose parents you want to impress or the kids who are nice in your neighborhood, give them the full-size stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
And the other kids, give the crap candy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more thing.
Every Halloween, people will know to go to the house with the bling.
What else?
Okay, the lead singer of Twister, what's his name?
Dee Snider.
What's his first name?
Stop it. Don't do it. Yeah.
No. Very good. Thank you for the warning. Thank you for the warning.
You know what? I think that's our first. That's our first ever D's Nuts call from New York. Chris,
I love you guys, man.
Thank you. Goodbye. It's spread.
Hey, Rob. Way to go. Way to be on the ever vigilant.
Kevin in Bakersfield. Kevin, hi.
Well, this is the blind man from Bakersfield, and I just wanted to let you know, last weekend I went bowling with my 10-year-old son and his friend.
Yeah?
I did bowl a 98.
You did?
Well, sure, that's what they told you.
No.
I mean, how are you going to know? How are you going to know?
Well, I just thought I'd dig that in.
Yeah, well, that's good. Did you use the thing, the machine, the little ramp?
Yeah. No, there's no ramp.
You really bowled it, with you walked down the aisle and just...
Yeah, I went up there. My son guided me up there and pointed me in the right direction.
Excellent.
Threw the ball.
Good for you. Hang on the line. I'm going to need some tips.
Yeah, Buzz, you're scoring better than Buzz.
Well, I would say that they threw the bumpers in the gutter, though.
That's all right.
Yeah, blind man advantage.
Yeah, you got to give him something.
What's really amazing is he bowled a 158 if you count the alleys on either side.
All right, thank you, blind man.
Good luck, guys.
And, like I've said for years and years, I love the fact that blind people dig this show because to blind people, this is like the Seinfeld show is to people with sight.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because to blind people, TV and radio is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately...
Only radio is better because we're painting more pictures here.
Yeah, right.
So, like right now, Buzz is wearing a lovely blouse.
Thank you. Glad you noticed.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Guys.
Kevin, the blind guy, let's go to Ralph in New York. Ralph.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
You guys are the best. I just wanted to tell you that.
Thanks.
You know what I hated as a kid was those dumb people that were so lazy to hand out Halloween candy, and they always put the bowl of Halloween candy out on their front porch, and by the time you got there, there was nothing left.
It's crap.
It is crap.
It's a crap move. I was just talking to...
I do that because, that's because nobody comes to my house.
I was just talking to Jason Feces a second ago.
Right.
And Jason said to me that he and his girlfriend, Jason works here in the late day, and his girlfriend works in the late day of the evening, that he went to two separate neighbors and said, with a bowl of candy, and said, listen, we're not going to be home. Would you mind when the kids come knock to your door for candy, would you mind giving them some of our candy as well? And said both neighbors said no. So Jason Feces just left the bowl of candy outside his apartment.
What nice neighbors.
That's great.
What
yeah.
do you do?
So, I mean,
such a cool move. I mean, that somebody would be that thoughtful to, you know, even think that they're not going to be home and they still want to give the kids extra candy.
Yeah, right. It's not hard to hand out an extra piece of candy.
No, dicks the neighbors are.
Especially when it's not your candy. Well, they're just...
Just people.
All right, listen. Hey, thanks for the call. We got to go back to Joe Ardinger one more time. We're going to see if Joe can successfully get a third bottle of beer on our special Halloween spooktacular.
Hi.
Tomorrow on the show...
I'm in a little more of a low-rent district here.
I'm going to tell you that tomorrow on the show, we've postponed the real-life Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
She's going to be on tomorrow. A Ghostbuster incidentally says she's been sexually assaulted by ghosts.
Echo Bodine.
That's her name. Plus tomorrow, the game we love playing on this show, The Big Lie.
Yay!
Listen, not to get ahead of ourselves here, but also... Oh, we're starting the Mercedes giveaway.
All right.
Give away the first key tomorrow for the brand new 2002 Mercedes we're giving away for Christmas. Friday on the show. Oh, what a POA. Guys, get your blankets out now. Melissa Stark from Monday Night Football.
Fantastic.
On the show. And also Friday, Kiefer Sutherland, who's going to be taking the sex quiz.
Oh, very cool.
But did you give a woo for Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah,
shut up, Rob, you fag. Okay, Joe, so you're in a... you're in a slightly less affluent neighborhood.
Yeah, nice middle class joint. Townhomes, lots of cars. I even saw somebody go into one of the houses, and I'm in front of a door that's open right now.
Beautiful. Make it happen.
Here we go.
Here's this trick or treat.
This is beautiful. A can of cigarette butt and work shoes.
Very good. All right. Probably somebody like working shift work, sleeping right now, just got to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm just stealing cigars.
Oh, hi, trick-or-treat. I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show, and I'm trick-or-treating for beer today. Do you have a beer? Yes, see? People are giving me beer.
There he goes. Did he go to get beer?
He's going to see if he can find one.
All right, very good. Excellent. See, that's why it's all about the neighborhood.
You've not asked for the harder stuff.
Like a bottle of Jack. Percocet.
No. I meant gin or vodka or whiskey.
That's right. There's nothing hard about Percocet.
That's all soft.
All right, standing by.
God.
And then there's another house where I know someone's at.
All right. Very good. Maybe you'll be able to pick up your average.
Oh, you don't have any?
No, only on the point.
Well, I'll take a bottle of wine.
It's open.
Oh, it's open?
You'll take it.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Is the red wine one?
That's fine. A red wine would be great.
Yeah, of course.
Sake.
He's going to get an open bottle of wine.
Sure.
That's great.
You'll have to let us know how much is in it, Joe.
Okay. Hey, they grow peppers here, too.
They grow peppers.
I grow peppers.
Those aren't.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, it's three-fourths of the way full. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, hey, nice.
Go, Joe.
Number, thank you, Joe.
You sure I can have us? Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.
So he's now got two beers and three-quarters of a bottle of wine.
Way to go, Joe. You got a little Cabernet there. You're going to have a good party.
One more, huh?
One more. Just give it one more shot, Joe. This big beer cart going up and down the neighborhood streets.
Here we go.
People seem to warm to Joe, though, in most circumstances.
Stones t-shirt on.
Oh, I hear
that. What the hell is
that?
What are you doing? Joe?
Yeah?
Is it Dr. Doolittle's house?
What the hell was that? What are you doing?
Here we go. Hi, happy Halloween, trick or treat. I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show, and I'm trick or treating for beer today. Do you have any beer? Or wine?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Great.
That's good. It's going to happen again.
This is fantastic.
People are great.
She's hot too, man.
Really?
Wow.
Without a doubt.
Perhaps she'll invite you in.
Perhaps I'll come in.
Oh,
all right.
Joe.
Slow down.
Joe.
Slow down before the cruiser gets there.
Awesome. A Corona Extra. Thank you. And happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Oh, your dog got away. Hi, sweetie.
You have to be a
strength. Go on.
All right, guys.
All right, well, Joe, very
fantastic, Joe.
So now, your total haul is one Heineken, one Miller.
Genuine draft.
Yeah, genuine draft. That popped.
One
Corona Extra and a three-quarters bottle of Ashton Estates Cabernet Sauvignon, however the hell you pronounce it.
That's right.
1998, a very good year.
Hey, all right, beautiful. Well, excellent job, Joe. And
thank you.
Of course, you get to keep all of your Halloween treats.
You're the man, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
I'm on my way back.
All right, bye-bye.
Roger, over and out.
Over and out. And here is Lisa Herndon. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, guys. Somebody knew that Joe wouldn't be able to make it to his house, so he brought the treats here for Joe.
Isn't that wonderful?
Here's the Schlitz Malt Liquor 24 in a tall can for Joe.
A tall boy.
That's right.
Fantastic. And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight he will drink them all.
Yeah. At the same time.
Right.
Put them all in a giant glass.
Power drink them.
Mix them all up real good.
Oops.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I like to eat my own poop.
All right, well, come to my house for Halloween.
All right, I'll see you then.
I'll hook you up.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Big Joe from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn here.
Hi, Big Joe.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Happy Halloween, Big Joe.
Hey, happy Halloween to you two bastards, too.
All right, what can we do for you, Joe?
Well, I want to let you know what I give out.
What?
I give out little cans of Aquanet to all the up-and-coming Guidos. They come to the door, they get a little can of Aquanet, get their hair do going in the right direction.
Very good.
And basically, if any of the Boutonis come too, we got a little something for them too. Oh!
Okay, well, whoa! Get out of here, you
nut.
Oh! Oh! All right, thank you, everybody. Good Halloween show. Let's continue it now with the... ready to be scared, kids?
Right.
Scary. Here comes the scariest man on the show.
Time for Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Arg. He made it up.
Buzz, what's the lead story today on the News in the Comments show?
Answers for your questions. Today's headline, clues about the latest terror alert.
Okay, beautiful. I mean, not beautiful. No. I hate the terror stuff, but okay. But you have information for
information
us.
You seek.
About the FBI thing?
That's correct.
Beautiful. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike
on
Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word for Planet Crackpot?
Hey, what's the word? Is it going?
Hey.
There we go. Got it. Okay. It's working.
Right. Such beautiful taste. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, some people.
Some people.
Tomorrow, big show tomorrow. We're giving away round trip anywhere in America. Round trip airfare anywhere in America.
In the contiguous United States.
Amen. Amen, brother. Plus, we're going to be playing the Big Lie tomorrow, and we're going to have more trick-or-treaters coming by tomorrow, and the Ghostbuster tomorrow, the real-life Ghostbuster.
Echo Bodine, Don.
She has been sexually assaulted by ghosts.
Wow. It's very scary.
Before we get to Buzz in the news, and the first key that could start the Mercedes giving away on tomorrow's show. Joe, would you come in with your cart?
Joe is back from trick-or-treating.
He's here, and he's ready to show you some of his booty act.
He had a wonderful time, and I am very, very pleased that Americans are still showing the spirit of generosity.
Here we go. Joe is here with his cooler.
Yes.
Joe, let's see your goodies.
Cooler on
very
wheels.
Very good, Joe.
The cooler on wheels.
God damn, right. That's funny.
First, the Miller Genuine Draft with the hole in it.
That's the one that broke on you.
Too bad.
That's a can. Strange. Wonderful Red Star Heineken.
You can't argue with that.
Right?
the bottle of wine.
Well, let me check that out.
Look at that. That is a massive bottle of wine.
You know, they gave you... That's like the obviously refrigerated one that was open and hasn't been consumed.
It's warm?
Room temp. That's fantastic, Joe. Are you going to drink that?
Yeah, sure. I figure they poured it into a glass anyway.
Let it breathe.
And the Corona Extra.
There you go.
Nicely done, Joe.
Thank you. The studio smells great right now.
Nicely done. Let me see. Gutter Balls, we lost our bowling game last night. Shocker.
We did.
Our next match is this coming Wednesday night, a week from tonight, November 7th. We're going to be at Bowlmore Lanes in Manhattan.
All right.
Bowlmore Lanes, located at University and 13th, will be in New York next week.
Very excited.
That's where we're bowling next Wednesday night. You know, we never got to our Halloween file, so maybe we're going to extend Halloween one day tomorrow on the show.
Good.
Because we got a whole file here of the people we've called over the years. I'm sure you remember the Pumpkin Picasso.
Pumpkin Picasso, absolutely. He does marvelous things with pie carving pumpkin.
We got a guy who we've never had on the show before who claims that he's haunted by the ghost of Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi.
There we go.
An obituary store. I'm sure you remember when we called the custom decorated coffins business.
Yes, very, very classy place.
The drive-by funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
The wacky company that can turn your pet into a mummy.
Very exciting.
Also, the white trash ghosts haunting trailer parts, and Rob's favorite, the Museum of Death, where they have the John Wayne Gacy portraits.
Oh, God, there you
and
go.
We'll devote a segment to that on
Rob's holding his belly with that
on
one.
Tomorrow's episode. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Okay, Eddie.
Hey, guys, I had a buzz real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Buzz, what's up from the Bronx?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, all right. Hey, I was just saying that live, right? That's how I'm, Buzz, I'm trying to diss you, man. But this guy, Stuart Smalley, looks like your twin brother.
you think I look like Stuart
Buzz,
Smalley?
We love you. Okay. Now, real quick, fellas. What's up with Lisa's boyfriend, man? She drinks, wants to do girls, and like he does like Ken. What's going on with that, man?
Yeah, well, he looks like he's in a boy band.
Holy Jesus.
We've said this for a long time about Nick. He's a wonderful guy. But
great
he's,
guy.
He's so dumb.
Yeah, I think we'll come to you guys when you come to New York, man. Good luck with everything. Happy Halloween. Be safe.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Poor dumb Nick.
He's a boy.
That's like our favorite. That's
Lisa's
our favorite
looking
joke. Come on, Joe. Come here. Come on. You know we're kidding. We kid because we love, okay?
Nick is excited.
Nick Melwood.
Dang.
Come on, we're kidding.
I know.
He's a sweet guy. He's a wonderful
guy. He's wonderful, and I love him very much.
Very attractive guy, too.
He is, isn't he?
Looks like, looks like he should be in one of those boy bands.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb. Now, what is that pantomime that you're doing? Are you rubbing his bum? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know.
Rubbing his area. Looks like you're rubbing.
Yeah, are you rubbing? Is that the front? Oh.
Oh, she's simulating coitus now.
Wow, incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
That, I guess so.
The lucky
He's
man.
Pretty.
If you like him a lot, give him a treat sometimes.
I know. We were talking about that last night.
Good.
That it's time that I learned to love it, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, Lisa doesn't like giving oral to her boyfriend,
right.
We found out.
But it sounds like maybe a corner has been turned.
Hope so.
I think
which
it's
is good
time.
News for young Nick.
I'll keep you guys posted.
Very good. We certainly enjoy that.
My mom will be so proud of me.
And say hi to mom for us.
Oh, yeah, she's feeling great.
Very good.
Good. Glad to hear that. Lisa's mom's been in the hospital recently, and we hope she's doing great.
Lisa's mom's a very nice lady, not dumb like Nick.
And Lisa's mom, you should know that your daughter is healthy as a horse because she's getting a regular diet of penicillin from her dumb boyfriend, Nick.
Oh, God.
And now here is Buzz.
Just remember what I always say.
What?
Stupidity, at least it ain't contagious.
Here is Buzz.
And now the news, because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Right.
Today we know a little bit more about why the government's issued another terrorism warning. The U.S. military reportedly intercepted a handful of satellite relayed telephone calls as recently as this past weekend from members of the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Also intercepted emails that carried the same coded messages. And officials use something called the Threat Matrix. It's a tip sheet updated daily that combines tidbits from various reliable sources so officials can measure the degree of danger on any given day.
So this is why the FBI came out with that thing.
It's based on this information, and this is how they compiled it.
You know, if they can intercept satellite communications, can't they pinpoint where these are coming from and go get them?
I don't know. And they don't want me to know, and they don't want you to know that.
Well, all right. Well,
now, listen, in a Don Mike Show exclusive,
yes.
We just got this from the Pentagon. Here is one of the messages that was intercepted.
Really?
All right, very good. From the terrorists.
Rob, this is Liam Hayes. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number?
Yeah.
I'm kind of serious about this,
Al-Qaeda.
You know?
Yeah.
I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WTFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right?
Listen
Have a
that.
Nice day, Turkey.
Listen to that. Here's another message we got from intercepted our Pentagon, intercepted from the terrorists.
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten. I get back next Saturday night.
No. He's not a terrorist. Anyway.
Not at all.
Anyway.
So this week, Frank Gorshin is.
That I believe. This week, the tip sheet includes a traffic stop in the Midwest in which six Middle Eastern men had box cutters and pictures of a Florida nuclear power plant and the Trans-Alaska pipeline. 10 days ago, an American Airlines pilot, this is also on the tip sheet, reported that his passport, uniform, and cockpit keys were stolen from his car in the parking lot at Newark Airport. In response to the government's latest warning, private planes have been temporarily banned from flying near nuclear power plants. Attendance at some...
Private plane? Private plane, have you been flying? What is that in your cockpit?
It's a uniform of regular pilots, sir. Our pilot's uniform allowed on the tarmac, private pile.
No, sir.
Are you allowed to fly a private plane, private pile?
No, sir.
And why is that, private pile?
Because I have a disgusting fat body.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, private pile.
Oh, because I'm fat.
Happy birthday to you. Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0900.
Happy birthday, dear Jesus.
Happy birthday to you.
Attendance at some New York City high schools today could be as low as 50%. It happens every Halloween, kids skipping school for the spooky holiday, but this year, attendance is expected to be even lower because of the latest terrorism alerts from the government. Some parents are keeping their kids home today, even though the school chancellors instructed everyone to report to class. Quoting a dean of students, I wonder if some teachers will show up.
Hold on. Who's this?
Don, it's the Halloween spooks that are coming in
now
here.
Now, listen, you guys are way late, man. I don't know. It's, for God's sakes, it's Halloween. Where you been?
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Look, it's Jack Lemmon.
They've been dead.
Things are gonna happen.
You know, they always speak to us.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
Outside my window.
Yeah, listen, they're fantastic.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
One of them's going to step up and talk to us, I know that. See, they're all dead, you see.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Anybody else want to speak up besides that gentleman? Anybody?
Don, baby, how's it going?
No, not him. Come on. Anybody else want to speak up?
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Okay, all right.
Aren't they adorable? Bye, kids.
There they go, the Halloween spooks.
They're good kids.
Very exciting. Last night it was confirmed a New York woman who doesn't work with the mail had contracted inhalation anthrax. This morning she died from it. She's the fourth to die from that form of anthrax in the past month. Makes officials wonder if anthrax was spread from the envelopes that carried it to other pieces of mail, especially since a New Jersey woman who also doesn't work with the mail has contracted the less deadly skin form of the disease. The good news is reports of anthrax contamination have tapered off in the past week, making officials wonder if perhaps the worst is over.
All right, Stuart. Hold on. More news, Mr. Smalley. Stuart,
yes.
Smalley. News and comment continues.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Who do we want to call?
Just people.
Right. 877-365-3636, the national number. Anywhere in America, in D.C., your number, 202-432-1067.
Smells like dog food. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's go back to Buzz now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Red Cross says it will stop taking donations for its special September 11th fund. That fund now totals over $500 million.
Fantastic.
After tomorrow, Red Cross donations will go into the general disaster relief fund unless a donor says otherwise. Ironically, ironically, that's why Bernadine Healy resigned last week as head of the Red Cross. She wanted the September 11th donations kept separate from the rest of the charity's money. Board members wanted all the money pooled to spend as they saw fit. They ended up doing it her way. We must have gotten a goodbye on yellow paint. The U.S. is now in the position of warning the poor people of Afghanistan to be careful which yellow packages they open. Some of the yellow packages contain food for the starving victims of the Taliban. The other yellow packages are unexploded bombs. So the U.S. is broadcasting this message. Attention, people of Afghanistan. Let the bundles land and settle before you approach them.
Oh, Jesus. Who's in charge of this?
You know,
General Sam Huff?
Honest to God, how...
This is Sam Huff.
Do not confuse the cylinder-shaped bomb with the rectangular food bag. If you follow these instructions, you will not be injured. That's our broadcast message to them.
Jesus Christ, Oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, this looks so good.
Well, that's one person that won't be dining this evening.
They will try for the third time to put on the Emmy Award show this weekend, but...
Yay!
Just as that approaches, the government's issued a new terrorism warning, as you heard, so all the celebrity no-shows could make it the shortest Emmy program ever.
Why are they even bothering?
James Gandolfini says the show seems inappropriate to him, and he won't go.
It seems inappropriate to me.
Hold on, where's the... Do we got to say... Oh, here he is right here. He was saying hi to us.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
There he is.
Yeah. It's inappropriate.
Oh, poor you.
Mom!
Dennis Franz thought it should be called off, but he will attend, as it turns out. Producers have decided to make the award show more upbeat than they had originally planned.
Hey, great. And now here's Ellen DeGenitals.
Yes, she'll be there.
That's why they say they've canceled the tribute to New York cops and firefighters in the program. There will, however, still be wartime comments from Walter Cronkite and Larry King to look forward to.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Daddy Day.
Daughter Day.
Daughter Day.
On the other hand, maybe the show...
There's a brief hello, just brief.
Just brief. Maybe the show won't be so short, since the stars may be given extra time for their speeches to include comments about the attack on America.
Ugh. Why don't they just take the statues and shove them? You know, really. I mean, I don't know if you watched Letterman the other night. He had a great spot about this. It was a fake spot, obviously. And it starts off and it goes, CBS is proud. And it's got these two little stars' faces and hearts on either side. And then the two stars, he's looking at David Hasselhoff and Shelley Long. CBS is proud. Come watch actors get worthless statuettes in the ceremony we should have canceled 2 months ago.
He picks the Emmy winners that are the biggest losers.
Yeah.
Oh, it was special education, all right, but not what the school board had in mind. A high school teacher in Westchester County, New York, is going to prison for having sex with three teenaged boys. Prosecutors say the boys were in Marcy Stein's special ed class. Yesterday, she was sentenced to up to 12 years of what the judge says will be hard time.
She was a whore.
Stein says she never touched the boys inappropriately. She says the accusations were just adolescent male locker room talk.
So she didn't do them.
That's what she says.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
He did.
Gene Hackman's not just a...
He was great. You know, it's very... My special ed voice is very close to my Rush Limbaugh voice.
Yeah, they might have simply been hyperactive, Dodd.
Yeah,
we have ADD.
But either way, you can bet that they were excited.
We're excited.
It's time to F the teacher.
Hi, I'm Nick. Legion boyfriend. Paramount, it's time for a call 100 right now. 877-365-3636 and 202-432-1067.
What'd she say? What'd Lisa say?
What'd she say?
I'm not deaf.
No. My special ed voice is just like my deaf voice.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
All I heard was Nick.
See, that's Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a special ed student who got oral favored.
And then it somehow spilled into Nick.
Of course it did.
Sorry. Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Gene Hackman is not just a tough guy in the movies. He's proven to be all knuckles and know-how on the street as well. The 71-year-old actor got into a fender bender in Los Angeles Monday and then got into a fist fight. He was in the right lane of a street in Hollywood when another motorist cut him off to make a right turn. Ackman hit the brakes, but not in time to avoid hitting the car in front, which in California puts him at fault, and Ackman agreed to that. But the other guys were belligerent anyway. One of them shoved him, so he threw a punch. Then it became a three-way fist fight. Four, if you count the woman witnesses say got out of the other car to kick Ackman in the groin. Ackman's reportedly decided not to press charges.
All right, 71, 71?
71.
Way to go, Gene.
Michael Jackson's latest CD has gotten negative reviews, and the record company has cut in half the number of copies it had planned to distribute.
That's uncalled for.
So they're distributing 30 copies.
That's uncalled for.
As opposed to 60.
But Michael says he named the CD Invincible because that's what he is.
I am. I'm totally invincible, and I really wish you wouldn't continue to pick on me. It's not fair.
How's Billy Gilmore doing?
He's doing great. Gilman,
I'm sorry.
He's A-OK. He's going to come and see my llamas that I still own.
Quoting Michael from a recent web chat, I have been the artist with the longest career, and I am proud to be chosen from heaven to be invincible.
I'm excited.
I feel guilty having to put my name on the songs because I write them, compose them, score them, and it's really all the work of God.
Shame on, yes, I'm touched by God. Now he's touched by God.
Another quote.
I know where God's touching him.
I'm my Duke.
Another quote. When I come into a town, I would love to see a children's festival and children's choirs singing my songs. A holiday with parades and songs. Oh, I would love that.
All the children must be nude.
I'm completely out of touch with reality. Shamon.
And Michael's looking forward to Halloween. Quoting again, I like dressing up like a monster and getting candy.
Yeah, I don't have to wear any mask.
Yeah.
The big story in Canada this week has to do with a Montreal mother of 9 kids who also has a pet snake. Government officials have told her they'll take away her 9 kids unless she gives up the 20-foot-long Burmese python.
Well, she likes the snake. She likes the male snake. That's why she got 9 kids.
Authorities were upset when they saw a fluff piece on the news about a mom with a 140-pound snake. In the video, the snake wraps itself around her 18-month-old son, and the 9-month-old baby has the snake's tail in its mouth. The woman, her kids, and the snake have now gone into hiding. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, hide so they don't take your snake away. Moron.
In sports, Game 4 of the World Series is tonight in New York. The Yankees got back in the game with a 2-1 win last night. Arizona now leads 2-1.
Yankees are big winners tonight because you cannot go with Curt Schilling on 3 days rest.
And statistics will bear that out.
You cannot
big time.
And it's not 100 degrees like it is in Phoenix.
Yep.
It's going to be cold in the Bronx tonight. Yankees big winners.
I hope so.
Michael Jordan went 7-for-21 last night, and the Washington Wizards lost to the Knicks in New York 93-91.
He sucks.
And finally,
no one says it. I just want to say it. He sucks. You hear me, MJ? You blow. I watched the end of that game last night.
Oh, man.
You suck, old man.
Finally,
God, worthless.
President Bush threw a perfect strike when he threw out the first ball at last night's World Series game.
Nice Bush.
New Yorkers were pleased to see him, even though they know he's not a Yankees fan. Those who got into the stadium on time saw an awe-inspiring opening ceremony that included a flyby with fighter jets, and then there was a moment of silence to honor the men and women fighting terrorism overseas. And then the silence was broken, as only it can be in New York. After a respectful moment of quiet, one fan yelled, "Hey, Osama! You suck!" Let's play ball. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
No!
That's it. We got to go. Our thanks today to Mr. Skim.
Great guest.
Check out his website anytime. Find out your favorite celebrities naked on the web at www.mrskim.com. Big show tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for all the great calls. Sure just made the show fun. Taking all your calls every day. Money that we're giving away on the show and the Mercedes giveaway that we start tomorrow is courtesy of Simply Wireless. Give their website plenty of attention, please. SimplyWireless.com. Hey, friend. Like great music? Love the fabled music scene of historic Annandale, Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in luck. Saturday, 3 November at Main Street, USA, it's Mike O'Mara's Crap Blues Band.
Yeah.
9P to 1A. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll tax your liver.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. Not me and not you.
That's for sure.
How much do I know?
Hello.
There he is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
J.J. Halsey.
Hey, J.J., where are you from?
Silver Spring.
J.J., you've won the Dunkin' Donuts. Go to Dunkin' Donuts today and enjoy the decorated donuts and munchkins in a spooky decorated box. Scared kids?
Scary.
Dunkin' Donuts, a place to go for delicious Halloween treats for your parties. And you won the Redskins team highlight video. Watch the Redskins play Seattle Sunday at 4:15 at FedEx Field. Don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement of the Washington Redskins.
That's all I need, another Redskins video.
Right. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Hold on, please.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. The Redskins are excited.
Oh, is that baby Julia?
Oh, hold on.
There she is.
Oh, in an Elvis jumpsuit.
Look at that. Look at Rob's. Look at Rob's daughter wearing an Elvis suit. Oh, beautiful.
Hi, Julia.
Oh, she cried again.
She cried. Get it on the mic. She's crying on the mic. She's crying, Robbie.
Should you be happy, girl? She's the world's happiest baby.
Every time she sees us.
Aaron,
get it on the mic. Get it on the mic. Get the baby crying on the microphone. Oh. Hi, honey. Well, look at that.
Sorry, sweetie.
Look at that. Mommy and Daddy got... They have baby Julia in an Elvis jumpsuit for Halloween.
Elvis is the costume. That's adorable.
Oh. How could such a beautiful baby... As such a father like Rob.
I don't know.
It's sad, isn't it?
She looks like Braille, doesn't she?
It's tragedy. Yeah.
Well, happy Halloween, Julia.
Yay!
We love you, honey. A good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta hand the baby off to Carrie, please. Please, Oh, this will make your daughter proud.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Julia, watch how Daddy makes his living. Please throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make
Not happy.
Oh, listen to that.
She's really quite happy.
We will see.
Happy Halloween.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Come on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.